This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Summer's Blackmail by Wilcox 010. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Chapter 1. Todd Spillers was surfing through the internet as most high school seniors will do when he came upon wives who need sex. Having just celebrated his 19th birthday, he was taking his new laptop computer out for a spin. His parents had moved a lot during his early years due to his father's military service, so when they arrived in Atlanta, they had held him back in the 8th grade so that he could catch up to the high academic requirements of the new school district and to have the added benefit of being 1 year older than his competition. In addition to the age differential, Todd's physical stature led to him being the starting left tackle on Smith High School's championship football team. So, while all of his other friends had received cars, Todd's parents had only promised him a car only if he was successful in receiving a football scholarship. As Todd went through the customary age checks and was able to access the site, he started surfing the site and found a section that guided him to women in his area. He scanned the profiles of women who had pictures of themselves in various stages of dress and clicked on a couple to get a feel for what the women were seeking. He continued down the list until he noticed an ad that said, English teacher seeking her muse. When Todd clicked on the profile name, no picture came up. He could tell from the profile that there were private pictures, but he could not gain access. So, Todd wrote a quick note to the teacher and said that he was a very good candidate for the position of muse because I know what you want as well as what you need. Todd signed his message, Master T. He logged off of his computer so that he could finish his homework, study for his tests, and hit the sack. Summer Wayne was surfing the internet on a boring Thursday evening. Her high school sweetheart and husband of 20 years was out of the country on business. Her twin sons were experiencing their first semester of college at the state university, and her best friend, Lisa, was out having dinner with her husband. Summer has been an English teacher at Smith High School for the past 10 years. She had come to teaching late because she and her husband James had wanted to start a family right away. Summer and James had settled into the good lifestyle of an upper-middle-class family, nice home, two nice cars, beautiful children, and a romantic love life. From time to time, Summer wondered if she missed out on the experimentation of youth, but she always had to remind herself that she was a lucky woman to have the life that she had. Summer was about to log off of the computer when she got a notification that she had an email at her secret site. She was nervous and thought about waiting until the next day to open the mail, but she thought, what the heck? The email was short but intriguing. The responder was a little too young for her, but she felt flattered that someone that young would find her profile interesting enough to write to her. She wrote back to Master T saying, "Thank you for writing to me. I liked your profile very much. I was just wondering why you would find an older woman like me of any interest. But just in case you do find me interesting, I have attached a picture for you." Summer signed her response as Teach101. The picture was one that James had made her take getting out of the car one evening. He loved for Summer to show off her sexy legs as well as her panties, and this particular shot was from their weekend getaway into the city. She had hid her face because she had to be oh so careful given her job and the impact pictures shared over the internet could have on it. Immediately after hitting send, she felt a slight queasiness in her stomach. She had never ever sent a picture out over the internet, but told herself that her features were protected by the smudging of her face. With that, Summer headed off to take a hot tub bath. Todd could not go to sleep. It was the combination of the test for which he had studied and the surfing he had done on the Wives Who Need Sex site. So, he decided to take one more look at the site. When he logged on, he was surprised to find a response from Teach101. He clicked on the mail icon and there it was, a short note and a very sexy picture of a woman exiting the passenger side of the car. The legs were very long, tanned and led up to the bright yellow panties that could be seen through the lens of the camera. Wow, Todd thought, an exhibitionist. He studied the picture a little longer and guessed the woman's age to be late 30s or early 40s. Todd hit reply and wrote simply, "Dear Teach 101, I found your short note and very nice picture to be quite interesting. I would like to know a little more about you before I continue to correspond with you so that I can determine if you are right for me. Please forward another picture to me that gives me a better view of what I believe is a very sexy body." Signed, Master T. Summer had slowly relaxed in the tub with her bath bubbles and had gone back in her memory to the weekend in the city with James that the picture had brought back into her consciousness. She remembered the look on the doorman's face as he saw her getting out of the car and how she turned red from the embarrassment. But a bet is a bet, and she knew that the weekend with James would be fun and entertaining. The bet had been innocent enough because after all she had a full house, had most of the chips and felt pretty confident because James' cards had been so bad the whole game. When he went all in, Summer knew that she more than covered his bet, and because they were playing table stakes knew she was going to beat James and he was going to finally lose to her in poker. James had said, "Let's make this a little more interesting." Summer told him that she could not see how it could be more interesting. He was out of chips and had nothing else to bet. James proposed that he meet Summer's all-in cover by offering to agree to the weekend at his mother-in-law's house if he lost, but if he won, she would agree to a weekend in the city where she would wear whatever James wanted her to and to do anything he asked of her. Summer quickly made the call because she knew then James was bluffing because he did not get along with her mother at all. Summer turned over her three queens with tens. She got a sick feeling when she looked into James' eyes and she was shocked to see four kings lying on the table before her. To say she was stunned would have been an understatement. That is what led to the first of many pictures on that weekend, as well as lots of flashing, secret touching, and ultimately leading to Summer experiencing her first threesome. It had happened in a sports bar next door to the hotel while the NFL playoffs were on. James had made Summer dress very sexy, almost slutty. James made her put on her red shelf bra, which did not cover her nipples, the matching red string thong, black back seam thigh high hose, white button sweater, short black skirt, and 4-inch fuck me now black pumps. Summer was to go in and find a seat at the bar and order a drink. She was required to make sure that her skirt was hiked up so that anyone paying attention could see the tops of her hose. Just as her drink order came, her phone buzzed as she had received a text message. It was from James telling her how sexy she looked and how proud he was of her. Summer smiled to herself and took a couple of gulps of her gin and tonic as she was nervous and because she had never sat at a bar by herself in her life. Summer was startled by movement behind her, and she noticed that two men had sat down on the adjacent bar stools. As she was facing the bar, they had a pretty good view of her legs and she could feel their eyes looking at them. Nervously, she crossed her legs and tugged at the hem of her skirt, cursing James under her breath as there was no way to fully cover the tops of her hose while sitting. Summer jumped when she felt a soft touch to her arm as it was the closest man asking her for a napkin. As she reached up to the bar to grab one, her ass lifted off of the stool, which made her skirt ride up a little higher. The man thanked her and introduced himself as Bill and his friend Mike. About that time, Summer's phone buzzed again. It was another message from James. She ignored it for the moment as she was lost in her thoughts, trying to not be too self-conscious about the skirt, the hose, and the men next to her. Her phone buzzed again and Bill said that someone was really trying to reach her. Summer picked up the phone and read the message. "Summer, you are not allowed to pull the hem of your skirt down. For this transgression, you are now required to turn towards the two men and you are to uncross your legs, giving them a good view of your panties." She knew that she had to meet this demand because she had promised, and she did not want the weekend to start off badly. So, she slowly turned towards Bill and said that it was just a girlfriend telling me that she could not meet me today. As she said this to Bill, she uncrossed her legs as she had been instructed. She leaned over to Bill and asked him where he and Mike were from and what they were doing in the city. Bill said that they were there for the game on Sunday, as our local team was his favorite team. Summer saw him look down at her legs, and when she did not cross them, he smiled at her and asked if he could buy her a drink. When the drink arrived, Bill handed it to Summer and excused himself to go to the bathroom. As he left, Mike struck up a conversation across Bill's bar stool. As James had not allowed her to recross her legs, Mike was afforded a direct view up her sexy legs straight to her panty-covered pussy. As Bill rounded the corner heading for the bathroom, he ran into James. They exchanged handshakes and James asked him what he thought of Summer. Bill was very excited to meet her and that all of their email traffic could not have accurately described how sexy and lovely she was. James told Bill that he should continue and begin pushing her even more sexually. James handed Bill a velvet bag and a note. James told Bill to slip them into Summer's pocketbook without her noticing. As Bill retuned to the bar, he saw that Summer and Mike were in a deep conversation. He was able to come up behind them and was successful in putting the bag and note into Summer's pocketbook. He returned to his seat and as he sat down, he placed his left hand on Summer's cross leg. He knew that Summer had broken one of James' rules, but for the moment he let it go. Just then Summer's phone buzzed again. It was another message from James telling her to go into the bathroom, open her purse, and read the attached note. Summer excused herself to go to the bathroom, but as she got down from her bar stool, she could not help but to give both Bill and Mike a direct view of her red thong panty. James' note told Summer to take the egg out of the velvet bag and to insert it into what he was sure was a very wet pussy. As Summer slid her red thong down her legs, she noticed a slight wet spot in the thin material that bent between her legs. The wetness she found in her panties was matched by the juices she found on the lips of her pussy. As Summer began to insert the black egg into her pussy, she noticed how easily it slid in and how full it made her feel. James' note also told her that he was now in the bar, but that she could not see him, but he could see her. He said that he was not pleased that she had crossed her legs and that he would deal with that discipline issue in a short while. James's note also instructed Summer to unbutton all of the sweater's buttons except for the two buttons right at her breasts. In this way, anyone looking will have a direct view of your cleavage, and if you see someone looking, you are to bend forward, giving them an easier view. Summer returned to the bar stool only to find that Bill and Mike had put her stool between them. As she sat down, she remembered James' instructions and made sure that the hem of her skirt was at the top of her hose. About that time, the egg in her pussy erupted in vibrations, causing Summer to groan as if she were in some sort of pain. Bill immediately knew what had happened, but acted like he was concerned that she had hurt herself in some manner. He placed his right hand on her thigh and lightly squeezed as he asked if something was wrong. Summer felt his touch and also felt the vibration of the egg slow to a more manageable sensation. As Bill's hand moved up her leg, he touched the creamy skin of her upper thigh above the tops of her hose. As he did this, Summer put her hand on top of Bill's hand to push it away from her thigh, and immediately she felt the eruption of the egg in her pussy. She knew that James could see her, and that he was not pleased she had tried to push Bill's hand away. Bill leaned in to whisper into Summer's ear, telling her that she had very sexy legs, beautiful eyes, and beautiful breasts. She had forgotten to lean forward, so she felt the egg jump into a new and higher gear. The vibrations were bringing her closer and closer to orgasm, but there was no way she was going to come right there at the bar, or so she thought. Bill moved his hand back up Summer's leg and she casually leaned forward, causing her sweater to gape open, giving Bill a direct view of her breasts, as well as of her now erect nipples. At that same time, she felt Mike's hands rubbing up her back and down to her ass. She did not move as she was fearful of just how powerful the egg was, but she noticed the vibration subsiding back to a more manageable per. As Mike was running his hand under her sweater, she felt Bill's hand slowly going over the top of her hose right to her panties. Mike's hand slid down the back of her skirt and was playing with the string of her thumb when her phone buzzed again. It was a text message again from James telling her to excuse herself and meet him at the bathrooms. It took several moments for Summer to get Bill and Mike's hands disengaged from her body, but she was only able to do this by agreeing to kiss both of them. The kisses were quite long, deep-tongued, with the hands of the other man on her all the while. When Summer was finally able to break free, she almost ran to meet James at the doors to the bathrooms. She was so flustered and turned on that she was concerned about losing control. James asked Summer if she was ready to go back to the hotel. She said yes. James said that she had to go back out to the bar and tell Bill and Mike that we were leaving, but that they should come up to our room for a nightcap. Summer was stunned and said to James, "How could ask me to do that?" James said, "You made the bet and lost. I am not asking you to do it, but I'm telling you to do it." Something inside Summer at that point made her say, "Yes, sir," to James. She headed back to the bar and whispered to Bill and Mike what James had demanded. They could not pay their bill fast enough. On the way up the elevator, Summer could not distinguish which hand belonged to which man. She had a finger in her pussy, a finger in her ass, and a finger on her clit. By the time they reached the 24th floor, Summer was a total wreck, skirt around her waist, sweater completely open, and lipstick smeared around her mouth. She knew that the evening would be one to remember, as she thought about that weekend while in the tub. Her right hand slowly made its way below the waterline, past her mound of pubic hair, found her erect clit, and she shivered as her finger found its target. With her left hand, Summer spread her pussy lips, which granted better access to her slit. While the finger of her right hand started a rhythmic stimulation of her clit, Summer pressed her now drawn knees against the sides of the tub. Summer moved her left hand up to her breasts and started to squeeze her very hard and erect nipples. She concentrated on her right nipple as it was the more sensitive of her two very erect nipples. She felt her orgasm building. Her right hand began to furiously rub her clit, and as she reached that peak, she gave the nipple a hard twist and her body exploded in orgasm. Summer lay in the bath water until it began to chill. Rising from the water, she observed herself in the mirror, saw the bubbles from the bath bead still resting on her pubic hair. She began to dry herself, and when she patted the bubbles from her mound, she quivered, remembering the orgasm that she had just experienced. Summer put on her white silk robe, wrapped her wet hair in a towel, completed removing her makeup, and headed for the bedroom when she noticed a blinking light on the screen. She clicked on the icon, and an email from her secret site appeared before her. "How dare he say he would determine if I was right for him? Just who does he think he is?" she wondered. Maybe it was the orgasm or the glass of wine she had had, but Summer wrote back to him, "Master T, I will determine who is best for me, and I do not appreciate being written to in the manner that you have. Further, I do not think that we are a match because of your attitude towards me. But just so you will know what you will be missing, let me tell you about myself. I am a 40-year-old woman, 5 feet 8 inches tall, brunette hair, hazel eyes, and a 38-25-36 body. And just so you know what you will be missing, I have attached an even better picture of me so that you can stroke your miserably small cock thinking about an opportunity lost." Summer signed her response, "Teach 101 you lost at Muse." Summer then went into James's secret folder that contained all the pictures from that weekend. She had discovered the folder one day when James had left it open by accident. She selected the picture taken from the side with a reflection from the full-length mirror in the hotel bedroom. As she double-clicked on the picture to attach it, she sneezed, and without knowing it, she had instead attached a picture of her sitting on the bathroom counter. She hit reply on the message and logged off of the computer. Todd was surprised at the mail notification because he thought it was too late for anyone, especially a mother, to be up playing on a sex site. He clicked on the mail icon and was stunned to find the picture as it had been sent by Ms. Wayne, his English teacher, the same teacher who was making his life difficult and forcing him to stay after school to do extra work in order for him to stay eligible to play on the football team. The picture was of her on a bathroom counter, legs spread, pussy lips exposed, and she was stuffing her hairy pussy with what looked like a 10-inch black dildo. The expression on her face was one of total bliss as she looked directly into the camera lens. And the nasty tone note, what a bitch. Todd stopped for a moment to think about his options. He could just pass it off and maybe mention it to Ms. Wayne one day after work. But then he had another thought, why shouldn't I take advantage of the situation? I can get a better grade, stop staying after school and teach this bitch some manners. So, Todd downloaded the picture to his computer, copied it to his cell phone and printed two copies. Teach, tomorrow you are mine, he said to himself as he got back into bed. He held the picture with one hand as he feverishly pumped his raging hard on until he exploded all over his chest. He wiped his cum from his chest, turned off the light and went to bed with an evil grin. Chapter 2. Summer Wayne is a 40-year-old wife, mother and high school English teacher. Summer was recently been introduced to group sex by her husband, and she has begun to feel desires and needs that she had never experienced before. Summer had even written an ad and placed it on a Wives Who Need Sex site, just to see what that world was all about. She had had some responses, but last night she had had a response from someone, writing as Master T, who had insulted her. She had written back to him, and told him as much in an email in which she told him he was insulting, had forwarded an alluring picture that hid her face, but showed off her other features just to let the prick know what he would be missing. It was Friday morning, the end of the school week, and Summer was looking forward to a weekend alone as her husband was still in Asia and her two college-age children were at school. Today, she was assigning her students in her four classes an essay project on a favorite writer of hers on a book that had been required reading for the first semester of the year. Summer's students were not going to be happy as they would be writing a minimum 1,000-word essay, which was going to count 20% of their grades for the year. The essay would be due in 1 week and there would be no extensions or an agreement to accept a late submission. Summer always did this for each class, surprise them in the first semester, and make it count 20%. The assignment would take her about 7 days to grade and she felt like it was time for her students to understand that English was important, and sometimes it was hard work. But in the end, Summer found that giving her students a hard assignment early in the year helped with the expectations she had for the end of the year progress. As Summer stepped into the shower, she was remembering her bath experience from the night before, and her hands began to gently massage her breasts, specifically concentrating on her nipples. Summer began to slowly twist and squeeze her half-dollar-sized nipples as she felt stirrings in her pussy. As she felt the hot water running over her body, a hand slowly made its way over her fluffy mound of pubic hair as it reached her now erect clit. Her middle finger found the most sensitive portion of the clit, and began to circle the nub until she could feel herself edging closer to the orgasm that she now craved each morning to get her day off to a great start. As Summer's hands worked her nipples and clit, she started remembering the hands of the two men her husband James had arranged to meet them on their weekend getaway and how they had stroked her legs under her skirt in the bar. She began pulling her nipples harder and rubbing her clit faster as she felt herself ready to explode. Summer screamed in ecstasy as her body quivered under the strain of the orgasm, and to prevent herself from collapsing in the shower, Summer had to grab the towel rack until the last remnants of her orgasm subsided. As Summer lightly patted her body dry, she caught the water shimmering from her pussy mound. She had a nice fluffy mound, and thought back to all the times her husband wanted her to shave it. Summer had resisted as she felt like it was too private, and the hair was there for a purpose. She believed only sluts and lowlifes would shave their pussy mounds. She thought it looked very feminine and always politely refused James' request for her to shave her hair away. As Summer sat down to do her makeup, her cell phone rang. It was Lisa, her best friend, calling to remind Summer that she was supposed to meet her for drinks later that evening around 6 p.m. at their favorite margarita bar. Damn, Summer thought to herself, as she would not have time to come back home to change clothes today before going out with Lisa because she had an afternoon department meeting and could not miss it. After finishing her makeup, Summer walked into her closet to select her clothes for the day. She first selected a pink bra and panty set. The bra was quite sheer, but it did provide some coverage for her nipples, but it was flimsy and if she got cold, her nipples tended to stick out a bit. Summer had found that stiff nipples helped get a drink or two bought for her and Lisa sometimes when they were out together. Next, Summer selected a light beige blouse, a matching beige skirt that fell just above her knees that buttoned up the front, then wide lace top, nude thigh highs, and her 2-inch school heels. After dressing, Summer gave herself one more look-see, straightened the buttons on her skirt, picked up her school bags and headed off to school in her convertible BMW. Summer's day was fairly busy and the moans as well as the groans from her senior English students were prevalent all day. The biggest complaints came from the football and basketball players. The high school was located in a hotbed of athletes, and her English course had been a stumbling block for several players in the past. One particular player had failed her class, and he had lost his football scholarship to the state university, and had been relegated to a smaller school for 2 years. He had promised to pay her back one day. One of her most troubling students was Todd Spillers. He had great potential, but did not apply his abilities to her course. Todd had always been sort of an enigma to Summer because she felt that he was not reachable for some reason. During her final teaching class period, Summer needed to run to the front office for some supplies and said, "Mr. Spillers, would you please be responsible for the class's deportment for the next 10 minutes? To which Todd replied, "I will be happy to, Ms. Wayne." As the end of the period arrived, Summer was not back from the office. The class filed out of Ms. Wayne's classroom, but Todd remained behind. He had noticed that Ms. Wayne had left her cell phone on her desk, and he had a quick thought. When the last of the students had left the classroom, Todd took his iPhone out of his backpack, took his UBS flash drive, and was able to download all of Ms. Wayne's contacts from her phone's address book. He had just returned the phone to Summer's desk when she walked back into the room. Todd thought to himself that she was stunning, and he could not wait to make her his. But he had to be patient and make sure that he had enough to hold over her head to ensure her compliance with his demands as well as his desires. At lunchtime, Summer's day was basically over. For this semester, her class rotation was 4 classes in the morning, 2 hours of planning time, and 1 45-minute study hall session. As she was preparing to eat her sandwich for lunch, her phone buzzed, indicating that she had received a text message. She did not recognize the number, and there was no name in the "from" portion of the message. Summer clicked on the message and was stunned to read, "Slut, I cannot believe that you think that you can dump me so quickly without giving me the opportunity to determine whether or not you are worthy of me. But I do appreciate the wonderful picture that you sent to me of you on the bathroom counter fucking yourself with that large black vibrator. I bet your husband really enjoyed that show. Tell me, slut, does your pussy quiver when you think of that picture?" The text was signed, Master T. Summer. Her hands shaking uncontrollably, could not believe what she was reading. How could anyone have this number? Her phone was never out of her pocketbook at school, she almost never gave the number out, and the only people who did have it were very good friends of hers. But the reference to the picture on the bathroom counter made her pause for a moment. She had not sent that picture to anyone. Summer wondered if this was a joke that her husband was playing on her, as he was the only person that knew of the picture taken from that weekend in the city. Summer sent a text back to the sender. "I do not know anyone with Master T as a name. And I for sure have not sent anyone a picture of me like the one you have described. So, James, call me and stop playing with me from overseas." Summer signed it, Teach 101. Todd smiled as he read his teacher's response. She had no way of knowing that he had been Master T and that he was in possession of the picture that clearly depicted her feeling the final effects of a mind-blowing orgasm on that bathroom counter. Todd wrote back to her. "Ms. Wayne, I do indeed have a picture of you, and I am attaching it to this message so that you will see the predicament in which you are in now." Signed, Master T. Summer jumped when the phone buzzed again. It had to be after midnight in Asia and James should be asleep by now. Her face went completely pale and sweat started forming around her lips and on her forehead as she read the message and then clicked on the attachment. "Oh my God!" was all Summer could utter as she could plainly see her face, the black vibrator deep into her mound of pussy hair, and her nipple being pulled and twisted by her free hand. She could see that the picture was right as she was coming, and she cursed James for ever taking that picture. When she composed herself, Summer wrote back to the sender. "I do not know who you are and how you were able to get such a picture of me. I do not appreciate you sending it out over the wireless lines as it may fall into the hands of someone who knows me. How can I get that picture back from you?" Teach 101 Summer Wayne sat at her desk looking for an immediate reply to the most recent text to her unknown sender. But she did not receive a message for almost 30 minutes. While she waited, Summer could not help but wonder who in the world had that picture, how did they get it, and what was it going to cost her to get it back. Her palms were sweating, her heart was beating 100 times a minute, and her breasts were rising and falling to the rhythm of her excited breathing. Then her phone buzzed. "Slut, you indeed did send the picture to me last night. I found it very interesting that you would send such a picture to someone that you were telling to fuck off. Now, what do I do with you, slut? I think you are going to have to work really hard to keep me from sending the picture to the webmaster at your school to be posted online for all of the children and parents to see. That would fix you, slut. You should have thought wisely before sending out such a provocative picture, not knowing who you were really writing to. Now, slut, it is my good fortune to have it and to be able to make you pay me for its return." Master T. Summer quickly texted back to the sender. "You cannot expect me to pay you money for a picture. I am not a rich woman and neither is my husband. We are just an average couple struggling to meet our financial obligations. Also, you cannot possibly think that it is reasonable to send the picture to be posted on a school website. I would be ruined and would risk losing everything my husband and I have worked so hard to attain. Can we work out a reasonable compensation for the return of the picture?" Summer signed a Teach 101. Todd could not believe how well this was working. In the matter of only 30 minutes or so, Ms. Wayne was already offering some sort of payment for the return of the picture. He thought to himself that she must think that I am a moron or something. How could she believe that anyone would return the only copy of such an erotic picture? Well, let's see how badly she wants it back. Todd then wrote, "Slut, I am a considerate man and think that a fair compensation could be reached. But it appears to me from the tone of your text messages as well as with the tone in your final message last night that you believe that you have the upper hand in these negotiations. It could not be further from the truth. So let's get this straight. From this point forward, your messages to me will start with Dear Master T and end with Your Slut Summer." Todd sent reply and waited for his slut's response. Summer's face went pale again. She was now faced with someone who was not going to be easy to deal with, who did have the upper hand and was now telling her how to address him as well as changing her response to Your Slut Summer. She thought to herself and decided a more strongly worded text was appropriate. "Please stop with this unreasonable demand for payment to get a picture, my picture returned to me. Teach 101. Now," Todd thought to himself, "I have her now." He sent back a quick and direct response. "Slut, your non-compliance with my first demand will cost you dearly. Below you will find your husband's phone number. As I understand, he is traveling in Asia and a new text message to him detailing your profile on the Wives Who Need Sex website along with your picture may get him to come home sooner to you. Master Tomai, my God, Summer said out loud. She looked up to make sure that her classroom door was closed because she felt sure that if anyone walking by her room would have heard her outburst. Fortunately, her door was closed and the decorations on the door prevented anyone from seeing into her classroom. Summer realized that she indeed did not have the upper hand and that she would need to do anything she could to keep that picture from reaching her husband as well as the school's webmaster. Summer texted back. Master T, I am sorry for not responding properly to you. I am just not thinking clearly, so please give me another chance to find a way to compensate you for the return of my picture. Summer ended the text as was required, your slut Summer, and hit send. Todd had her now and he knew that he had to work quickly before Summer's free time ended and study hall began. So, he wrote back to Summer. Slut, I will give you one more chance, but if you screw up, you can just kiss your career and marriage goodbye. Because I will not only forward the picture to your husband, but I will also send it to your two sons. Do you agree to do what I ask for the return of your picture? Master T. Todd did not have to wait long as Summer responded immediately. Dear Master T, I am willing to do as you ask for the return of that picture. Your slut Summer. To which Todd wrote back. Slut, take off your blouse and skirt, sit on your desk and take a picture of you in this position so that I can be sure you will do what I demand of you for the return of that picture. Master T. Summer was shocked to receive the new message from her tormentor. How could she take such a picture? She looked at her phone and read the parameters for use of the delay device in taking pictures. She quickly locked her door, unbuttoned her blouse and skirt, and removed them both, set the phone on her teaching stool and tried to hide her face as the picture was flashed. She looked at the picture, and she was pleased that her face was not recognizable, and she sent it along with another message. Dear Master T, please find the picture as you requested. Does this prove that I will meet your demand for the return of the picture? Your slut Summer. When Todd received the text, he was both turned on and pissed off. He wanted the picture to show the slut's face as well as her breasts and panties. He fired off another message. Slut, you have disappointed me for the last time. I did not tell you to hide your face. For this transgression, you are to remove your bra and retake the picture, making sure your face is very visible. Master T. Summer was stunned by the latest demand. She had hurriedly dressed and unlocked her classroom door. Now she was being forced to undress again, take off her bra this time, and then take another picture. Summer felt like she had no other choice because whoever this was, he could send the damning picture to her husband and children. She realized she had no choice as she rose from her desk, relocked the door, took off her blouse and skirt, reached behind and unhooked her bra. Her full breasts felt the cool classroom air and her nipples immediately began to harden, and she felt a little moisture forming in the crotch of her pink panties. Summer was surprised at her body's reaction to the forced stripping and the taking of an alluring picture in her classroom. Summer placed the camera phone back on the stool, got back up on her desk and counted down from 5 as the camera then flashed, and she had made sure her face was clearly visible. She quickly redressed and sent the picture along with a short text message to Master T. Todd almost yelled, which would have given away his hiding place in the boys' locker room. He had taken several cheerleaders down to his own private fuck room. Summer's message included the picture along with her response. Dear Master T, I hope the attached picture indicates to you that I am willing to meet whatever demand you have for me for the return of the picture. As I am a school teacher, I have very little time to meet any demand you have due to my classroom responsibilities this afternoon, so I have gotten redressed. Can we arrange another time to complete negotiations on my payment to you? Your slut Summer. Todd wrote back to Summer. Slut, your picture and your attitude do make me feel better. However, I am disappointed that you put your clothes back without my permission. I know where you work and I am very familiar with the faculty parking lot. So, for your most recent transgression, immediately after school, you are to go out to your car, take your panties off, place them on the seat beside you and wait for the first person to come up to your car. I will be there watching and you will talk to whomever comes up to you and you will not remove your panties from the car seat. Failure to complete this task will lead to your downfall. Master T. Summer almost fainted at the new text message. This is going too far and it has to stop. She immediately sent a reply back to. Dear Master T, please do not make me do that. Your slut Summer. But Summer did not get a response back and she became concerned that she may have caused her tormentor to send the picture and text messages to her husband. She could not focus the rest of the day as she struggled with the emotions boiling up inside her. Something about being made to take those pictures had caused her pussy to become slightly wet. She could not believe that this type of degradation was turning her on slightly. During her study hall period, she mindlessly wandered her room making changes to the bulletin board, writing the next day's assignment on the chalkboard and was not paying attention to her skirt as it rode up her legs. The boys in her room could not take their eyes off of the back of Ms. Wayne's legs. It was very easy for them to see the tops of her hose and each shifted in his desk trying to hide the obvious signs of a youthful hard-on. The department meeting ran on and on. She was not paying attention at all as she was focused on how to get to her car and take her panties off while seated in the faculty parking lot. The school principal, Mr. Harding, was running the meeting and noticed the faraway look on Ms. Wayne's face. He edged around the room and was pleasantly surprised to see her skirt having gaped open a bit so that he was able to see just a glimpse of lace at the top of what looked like thigh highs. Man, this English teacher is very sexy. We'll have to keep my eyes on her, Harding quietly said to himself. After the department meeting had adjourned, Summer went back to her room to pack up her things. She sat down at her desk and reread the last text message from her tormentor. As the final bell rang, Summer jumped out of her desk chair, reached up, rolled her panties down over her ass, removed them from around her ankles and placed them in her purse. She hurried out to her car, placed the pink panties on the seat beside her, and pretended to be reading papers while all the time she looked around to see if she could spot her tormentor. Her phone buzzed again with a new message.
Slut, I told you to take your panties off in the car. Now you will pay.
No, Master T.
I'm sorry, please don't be mad. I made a mistake, but I was concerned who might see me take them off here in the parking lot. I promise to comply.
Your slut, Summer. The next message read.
Slut, let the top down on your car, unbutton the top two buttons on that beige blouse of yours, unbutton all but the top button on your beige skirt and make sure the tops of your beige hose are completely visible. I see someone approaching, make sure he can see your pussy.
Master T. Oh God, it was Todd Spillers approaching her car. What a sight she was going to be for him. She started to cover up, but she remembered that Master T was watching and she could not afford for that picture to be sent out. As Todd got to her car, Summer lowered the papers so that her breasts were visible, and so that if he looked he would be able to see her mound of pussy hair. Then she remembered that her panties were also in plain sight. How could she explain that to a student, she thought? But she ran out of time as Todd approached, saying,
Ms. Wayne, I need to talk to you about the new assignment.
Then she saw that he was looking directly down her blouse and could see the top of her bra that barely covered her nipples, which were sticking straight out against the material of the bra and blouse. What can I help you with, Todd? She could not look up at Todd because of the embarrassment of her situation and the fact that he was one of her underperforming students. Summer felt a different feeling than she had ever had before. She was feeling wetness forming in her pussy, but she could not understand why. Todd then said,
Boy, Ms. Wayne, are you out here getting some sun? Your legs are beautiful, but I do not understand why there are panties on the seat next to you.
Summer responded by saying that she had found the panties in the lot on the way out to her car, and that she was just about to leave when he walked up. Summer then asked,
What is it that you need to speak with me about, Todd?
To which Todd said, Oh, I forgot what I wanted to ask you, Ms. Wayne. You look so sexy sitting there that I completely forgot my question. But I would like to know where you are going dressed so sexy?
Summer was getting aggravated by his probing eyes and the insinuations of his questions, so she turned the ignition of her car when Todd said,
Ms. Wayne, would it be possible for you to drive me to my car?
Summer, showing her frustration with the situation and the unpleasantness of Todd's continuing gazes at her legs, breasts and probably the mound above her pussy, said,
I do not think it is right to give students rides as it would not appear to be appropriate.
Todd, looking down at Ms. Wayne's pussy, said,
Ms. Wayne, I think you do want to give me a ride. Why else are you showing me your hairy pussy? Wait right here for me to come back. My car is not too far away.
Summer was taken aback by Todd's direct words to her and she said,
Todd, you should not talk to me that way. I am your teacher and you should give me more respect. Ms. Wayne, you are obviously enjoying me looking at you as I can tell that you are turned on because I can see a little moisture between your legs. And by the way, I know those panties are yours.
Todd's words caught Summer off guard as she did not know that anyone could actually see her moisture, and the fact that her pussy hair covered her mound made it erotic to her for some reason. She attempted to pull her skirt back together, but Todd said,
Ms. Wayne, you should leave your skirt open, as I really like what I am seeing and it is turning me on to look at you. You are a very sexy woman and I cannot believe that I am lucky enough to have such a sexy woman as a teacher.
Then Todd, almost ordering Summer, stay right here while I go and get my backpack from my locker. I want you to drive me to my car.
With that, Todd walked away, not even allowing Summer to respond. Summer could not believe that she had not put her car in gear and just driven away. For some very strange reason, she was unable to move. Right then, Summer's phone buzzed again.
Fuck, it is him again.
Summer uttered as she picked up her phone to retrieve the latest text from her tormentor.
Slut, why did you send that poor boy off with what I bet was a raging hard-on?
Summer texted back.
Master T, he went back to get his book bag. He has asked me to take him to his car, but I do not think that that is right as he is one of my students.
Summer signed the text as required, Your Slut Summer. From the doorway to the locker room, Todd texted back to Summer.
Slut, you are to take him to his car. You are to keep your skirt unbuttoned and spread open to make sure he can see that hairy pussy of yours, and if he is so inclined, you are to allow him to access your body while he is in your car.
Master T.
Master T, please do not make me do that. He is a student that is not performing very well in my class and I do not want to give him the wrong impression, Your Slut Summer.
Todd simply wrote back.
Slut, do as you are instructed by me and do anything that student wants to do to you. If you don't, your career will be over before you finish dinner with Lisa tonight. Yes, that is right, I know your schedule. So, do not disappoint me, slut.
Master T. Summer was just finishing reading the last text as Todd was just walking up to her car. Summer hastily pulled her skirt open, making sure that her pussy mound was very visible. As Todd got into the passenger seat beside her, she reached over to grab her pink panties, but Todd beat her to them. Todd then said,
Ms. Wayne, do you know how I know these are yours? I saw them as you flashed the class today. I am guessing you did that on purpose as you were very overt in recrossing your legs as well as bending over your desk. Were you trying to turn your students on? You can be honest with me, Summer.
Of course, Summer was not thrilled to be called by her first name and said to Todd,
Please call me Ms. Wayne. It is disrespectful to use my first name because you are my student. I did not intentionally flash my panties in the classroom either.
Todd then pointed out to Summer that she was now flashing him her pussy mound and he wanted to know why. To that end, Todd placed his hand on Summer's thigh and when he did not meet with any resistance, he slowly moved it up her leg until he reached the tops of her hose. Then he said to Summer,
Do you want me to move my hand higher up and touch your wet pussy?
When Summer did not reply, Todd asked her again.
Summer, do you want me to move my hand further up your leg and stroke your pussy? Answer me now. His tone of voice startled Summer and also caused her to shiver slightly because of the confident, demanding way in which this high school student was talking to her. Todd's hand was having a strong effect on her inhibitions right now. She slowly spread her legs and told Todd to please touch her. Todd then said, Summer, tell me what you want me to do to you. When Todd did not move his hand, Summer pleaded with Todd. Please touch me. Todd said, Summer, where do you want me to touch you? Summer gave in and said, Todd, please touch my pussy. Todd leaned in and told Summer to pull up her skirt and spread her legs. Summer had to raise her ass off of the seat, but was able to bring the hem of her skirt up to her waist, and she spread her legs as far as she could. Slowly, Todd moved his hand up Summer's leg until he felt the hair of her pussy mound, where he made a mental note to make her shave at some point. His fingers found Summer's slit, and he was very excited to find that she was dripping wet. Todd thought that she must be horny all the time to be so wet. Todd slowly rubbed the full length of his newfound slut's pussy lips. He paused when he reached the very top and his finger rested on Summer's clit. He heard a faint moan, and then he started a rhythmic circular motion on Summer's clit. He felt Summer's groin rise up and down to meet his fingers as he stimulated her clit. As he continued to rub Summer's clit, he moved his free hand up to her right breast, touching it on the outside of her beige blouse. Todd felt the nub of Summer's nipple poking through her thin, sheer bra against the blouse. He was able to pinch the nipple between his thumb and index finger. Todd rolled the nipple between his fingers as he increased the pressure on Summer's clit. Todd was able to slip his middle finger into Summer's wet hole, and then he pushed in another. Summer began to pump her pussy against Todd's fingers as the first throes of an orgasm began to slip over her body. Todd kept his fingers in Summer's pussy as he reached for the camera in his shirt pocket. His camera was a state-of-the-art version and made an almost inaudible sound as it fast-clicked pictures. He was able to get a full shot of Summer with her eyes closed, mouth gaped open in orgasm, and her skirt bunched up around her waist. Todd was able to get a couple more shots before Summer finally opened her eyes. Todd then leaned in and kissed his sexy teacher full on her mouth, forcing his tongue deep into her mouth. Summer hungrily sucked Todd's tongue as she continued to pump her pussy against his hand. Todd easily slipped a third finger into the slut's sopping wet pussy, and he felt her orgasm begin to rise. Suddenly, Summer sucked Todd's tongue deeper into her mouth as her pussy erupted around his fingers. Summer finally came down from her two-orgasm high and realized where she was and with whom she was kissing. She tried to push Todd away, but he only tightened his grasp on breast and in her pussy. Summer squirmed and was finally able to get Todd's fingers disengaged from her pussy, getting some control over the situation. She then said, Todd, I have to leave as I am supposed to meet a friend of mine. Can I please take you to your car? Todd said, Okay, Summer, but only if you let me take a picture of those beautiful breasts of yours. Summer was shocked and said, Absolutely not, Todd. You are my student and I cannot have you taking pictures of me like that. Todd replied, Well, my sweet Summer, then I guess I will have to tell my parents about how you seduced me here in your car at the school today. How you forced my hand up your skirt and made me to rub your pussy right in the school parking lot. I am sure my father would be on the phone immediately with our principal, Mr. Harding. Todd started to open his door to get out when Summer pleaded, Todd, please don't do that. Let's drive to your car. I will do as you wish when we get there. Okay? Todd did not want to press too hard on the first session, so he agreed and told Summer where his car was. When they got to the student lot, Summer saw that Todd's car was actually a bicycle. He laughed to himself as he told her that instead of a car, he got a computer from his parents. The bike was his only mode of transportation, and Todd then went through the family decision to hold off on a car until he got his football scholarship and how that was being impacted by her English course. Todd told Summer that he felt she was too critical of his work, was making him an example, and that he did not appreciate that fact. To which Summer replied, Todd, your grades are fair and you have earned those marks based on your efforts. I cannot, will not do favors for anyone, especially athletes, because I do not want to be viewed as favoring athletes. Well, Summer, after today, I am afraid you are going to have no other choice but to help me out whenever I demand it from you. I think that the way you have taken advantage of me, one of your students, will cause you to change your approach to at least my grades. As a matter of fact, I do not think that I should have to do the new assignment for the paper you gave to everyone today. Summer, shaking, said, Todd, if you think I am going to go easy on you, then you should think again. You will get the grade you earn and deserve without any favorable treatment from me. Todd looked Summer directly into her eyes and said, Slut, you had better give me what I am asking for, because you know your career will be over the minute I go to my parents. Now open that blouse and show me those beautiful tits of yours. Right now. Summer, scared for her professional life, started unbuttoning her blouse and slowly pulled it open to meet Todd's gaze. Todd just shook his head, and Summer knew that she would have to more fully expose her breasts to the stares of her student. As she slowly pulled the blouse off of her shoulders, she felt the light of the flash from Todd's camera in her eyes. She closed the front of her blouse to cover her bra and cleavage, but she was met with Todd's harsh words. Slut, pull that fucking blouse open, unfasten your bra, and show me your nipples. Summer could not figure out another way to get out of the situation, so as she shrugged her shoulders, the blouse slipped off and she reached around to unfasten the clasp of her bra. As the bra fell from her breasts, Todd could see Summer's breasts rise and fall with every breath. He then was able to see her perfectly hard nipples, but wanted to get a better shot of them, so he told Summer to take a nipple in each hand and squeeze them to make them really hard. As Summer twisted her nipples, her pussy began to moisten again, and she began forcing her legs together to try and stop the advancing orgasm. Todd instructed Summer to put her hands above her head and he took his camera and began taking pictures of her in this position. Todd, pushing Summer's limits, told her to lay her head back against the car seat and to spread her legs as wide as possible. Then Todd said, "Slut, put your left hand on your pussy and stroke your clit. Take your right hand and squeeze your nipples harder." As Summer mindlessly complied, Todd began snapping off picture after picture of his slut touching her body. From time to time, he told Summer to change hands, place both hands on her breasts, spread her pussy lips with one hand and put fingers from her other hand into her pussy. Todd made sure that Summer's face was completely visible in each shot as he wanted perfect evidence of her total submission to his demands and her desires. As Summer's breathing got heavier, Todd decided to up the ante a bit by taking a nipple between his teeth and began to bite down on it. Summer squealed in pain but did not force Todd's mouth from her breast. Summer's breathing became more rapid the harder he bit down on the nipple when Summer exploded in her third and hardest orgasm of the afternoon. She pressed her breast into Todd's mouth, telling him to bite her nipple harder and harder. Todd watched as Summer's hand continued to rub her wet slit as she moaned to the multiple stimulations he had thrust upon her in the last 30 minutes. When he was sure that Summer was about to come again for the fourth time, he took her hands from her pussy and told her that she was not to come again. Summer looked at Todd through glazed over eyes and begged him to let her come. Todd then told Summer, "Slut, you have not earned the right to have another orgasm. You need to beg me for the right to come. Look directly into the lens of my camera. Tell me who you are, and what you need." Without hesitating, Summer looked directly into Todd's camera while he was recording and said, "You are my master. I am your slut and I must come, please master." Todd, satisfied that he had a complete record of her submission, told Summer that she cannot come until she had tasted his cock. Todd took Summer's hands and placed them on the crotch of his jeans, ordered her to take his already fully erect cock out and suck the entire 8 inches into her slut mouth. Summer immediately did as she was directed, as the need to come was overwhelming and she was willing to do anything to get the orgasm she so badly needed. As Todd's cock slipped over her lips, Summer felt Todd's hands on the back of her head as he forced her down onto his cock. Summer felt the pubic hairs that surrounded Todd's cock, and that meant that the head of his cock was at the back of her throat. Todd told Summer to get up on your knees, slut, so that you can better suck my cock. Summer complied with Todd's demand, and with her ass up in the air, she forced his cock deeper into her throat. She felt Todd's hands massaging her ass when suddenly she felt wicked slaps on her cheeks, which only made her want to suck his cock deeper into her throat. Todd was able to slide his fingers along the crack of his slut teacher's ass until he reached her most private of spots. As he began to insert his finger into her ass, Summer struggled to keep him from doing so. With his other hand, Todd slammed Summer's head deep down onto his cock as he buried his middle finger all the way into the slut teacher's anal passageway. As Summer felt Todd furiously fuck his finger into her ass, she felt her orgasm rising and she began sucking the hard cock in earnest. As Todd was approaching orgasm, Summer took the cock even further down her throat as Todd slipped a second finger into her ass. As the digits plunged completely into her ass, Summer was overcome by the strongest orgasm she had ever experienced and was rewarded by Todd's hot jism as it shot down her waiting throat. Todd ordered Summer to catch cum of his cum and to hold it in her mouth. As Summer pulled off of Todd's now semi-hard cock, Todd instructed Summer to open her mouth and hold his cum on her tongue. As she did this, Summer once again saw the flash of Todd's ever-present digital camera as he documented her holding his cum in mouth. Once satisfied with the pictures, he told his slut that she could swallow it. Once recovered from her sexual assault, Summer remembered where she was and the fact that she was almost completely naked. She told Todd to get out of her car as fast as possible because she did not want anyone to see her in this condition. Todd zipped up his pants and agreed to exit the slut's car without further conversation about it. Summer was able to find her bra and blouse, but was unable to find her panties. She looked up at Todd to see him holding her pink panties to his nose while he looked down upon her. Summer asked Todd for her panties, but Todd said, "No, these will be my reminder of the events and pleasures of today." With that, Todd mounted his bicycle and paddled his way out of the school parking lot. As Summer was able to fully redress, without her panties of course, she looked at her watch to see that she was 30 minutes late for her dinner meeting with Lisa. As she approached the gate exit from the school, her phone buzzed again, signaling another text message had arrived from the tormentor that had gotten today's events started in the first place. She decided to wait until she had reached the parking lot of the restaurant. She did not want to be distracted any more than she already was. As she turned into the parking lot, she noticed that all the spots were full and that she would have to utilize the valet service. As she pulled up to the podium, she suddenly remembered her current status of undress and the fact that she had no panties on. But Summer had no choice but to exit her car and no doubt gave the attendant enough of a view that he could probably count each of the hairs that covered the mound of her pussy. She went into the bar, found Lisa and excused herself to go to the bathroom to freshen up. Once inside the bathroom, Summer was shocked to find that there was dried cum around her lips, and she prayed that Lisa had not seen the remnants of the blowjob she had just been forced to give to one of her high school students. Her phone buzzed again, and she said shit to herself as she had forgotten to check the first message. Master T's most recent message was of his approval of her actions today in the parking lot. He was fairly confident that his slut would meet his demands and it was possible for him to return the picture to her. The second message said, "Slut, never, ever make me wait on you. I will deal with you on Saturday." Master T. Summer, nearly exhausted from her day, began refreshing herself in the ladies' room. She fixed her blouse and skirt, straightened her hose and tried her best to hide her ever-hardening nipples. Just a simple enraged message from Master T had made her nipples hard, again. When she was satisfied that she had sufficiently recovered from the day's ordeal and that she had freshened her makeup to eliminate the traces of sex, she joined Lisa at the bar where a double gold margarita awaited her thirsty lips. Lisa looked at Summer and wondered what her friend had been up to that day. Chapter 3. Summer Wayne is a tall brunette, 40-year-old English teacher, mother of two college-age sons and wife to James who travels for his profession. Summer has found that her life had gotten pretty boring and had placed an ad on a site for wives who need sex. She replied to one of her responders, which turned out to be one of her high school students. Since her reply contained an explicit picture of her, the student, Todd, has successfully trapped Summer in blackmail to keep her job and her marriage safe. Summer does not know that her tormentor is in fact a student at this point. Todd has been forcing Summer into a slow spiral into sexual submission via text messages from his profile name, Master T. As Chapter 2 ended, Summer had been forced by Master T to submit to the advances of a student in the faculty parking lot on Friday afternoon. She has just joined her best friend at a local margarita bar to celebrate the end of the week. As Summer walked back to the bar, Lisa noticed that Summer's breast swayed as she was walked towards her. When Summer had come into the bar when she first arrived, Lisa noticed that her lips, chin and cheeks had what she thought might have been a cream of some kind, like a milkshake, on the way to the bar. As Lisa watched Summer walk towards her at the bar, she noticed the heads of several men turn and look wantonly at her friend. Lisa could see that Summer had undone two buttons on her blouse, which was giving anyone who looked a really good view of her ample breasts and cleavage. When Summer was next to Lisa, the two friends hugged, and to Lisa, Summer seemed to linger in the embrace for an extended period. Summer climbed up on the bar stool to Lisa's left, which positioned Summer with her back to the front entrance to the bar and facing back towards the path through the bar that she had just walked. Summer noticed that several men were looking at her, and she could tell that they were pleased with what they saw. As Summer crossed her legs, Lisa noticed the bottom three buttons to Summer's skirt were undone, and she swore she saw no panties covering her friend's pussy. Lisa thought that she saw the tops of her thigh highs as well as a very fluffy mound of pubic hair, which was much different than hers, as her husband always wanted her pussy completely shaved. Lisa remembered that Summer had always said that she thought that a shaved pussy was disgusting and that she would never do that. Lisa wondered where Summer's panties were. The friends chatted for a while and they each finished their first golden margarita, then subsequently ordered a second. Just as the second icy treat arrived, Summer's phone buzzed and she saw that her tormentor was again texting her. Summer knew that she could not risk angering him any more than she already had by ignoring his first text while she had been driving to the bar. She told Lisa that she had to take the call, and that she would be right back. As Lisa watched Summer get down off of the bar stool, she looked as closely as she could without being too obvious, and her original observation was confirmed that Summer was indeed not wearing any panties, as she could see the thick brown hairs of her pussy mound. Lisa watched as Summer headed back towards the bathroom and followed the sway of her ass cheeks along with the men on that side of the bar. As Summer entered the bathroom, she opened the most recent text from her tormentor, and she began to read. "Slut, where are you right now?" And it was signed Master T. Summer quickly fumbled with her phone and texted back. "Master T, I am in the ladies' room at the margarita bar with my friend Lisa," and signed it as she had been directed, "Your slut Summer." Summer thought that she would take advantage of the opportunity while in the bathroom and relieved herself while awaiting the inevitable response from her Master T. As she finished washing her hands, her phone buzzed again. "Slut, tell me how you are dressed." "Master T," Summer replied. "Master T, I have the same beige blouse with two buttons undone. I have put on my pink bra back on after Todd had made me take it off, my beige button-up skirt with the bottom three buttons undone, my thigh-high hose and my schoolwork heels." "Signed, your slut Summer." Within a minute, her phone buzzed again and the reply was not kind. "Slut, who told you that you could put your bra back on? Stand in front of the mirror there in the bathroom, take off your blouse, remove the bra and throw it in the trash can as punishment for putting it back on without my permission. You may put your blouse back on, but you are to step into a stall, do not close it, and while facing toward the mirrors, open your skirt, spread your legs as wide as possible, reach down and rub your ugly, hairy cunt until you come. You are to aid your orgasm by twisting and squeezing your big nipples. Write back to me immediately after your pussy soaks your fingers, Master T." As Summer was standing before the mirror, she seemed to go into autopilot. As she slowly unbuttoned her blouse and slid it off of her shoulders, Summer reached behind and easily unclasped the pink bra, allowing it to fall away from her chest. As the 30-60 cups fell away from her breasts, Summer noticed that she had a slight hickey left by her student tormentor in the school parking lot. Summer looked at herself in the mirror and wondered how she could have been so stupid to have allowed herself to fall prey to her internet tormentor. She resolved to try and negotiate with Master T on Saturday, as she was just too tired and strung out to do that from the bar. Summer tossed the bra into the trash container and moved to the last of the three stalls in the ladies' bathroom. As instructed, Summer stood in the stall and could see her reflection in the mirror. Summer prayed that her orgasm would come quickly, as she did not want to be interrupted by another woman coming to the bathroom. Summer shrugged her shoulders so that her blouse fell away, which made it easier for her to access her nipples. She started by using both hands to squeeze and twist her nipples. As she watched herself, Summer was amazed at how far she was willing to go to please Master T in order to get that picture back. She looked at herself and was pleased that the years had been kind to her and all of those after-work training sessions had helped to keep her stomach flat. Slowly, Summer started moving her right hand down towards her pussy. As her hand passed through her thick pubic hair and drew closer to her pussy, she reached down to undo one more button on her beige skirt to give her better access to her now erect clit engulfed in her hairy pubic mound. As Summer's middle finger began to stimulate her clit, Her fingers began to alternate between each of her already hard and erect nipples. She began pulling and stretching her aching nipples as her middle finger continued its circular assault on her burning clit. She closed her eyes and waited as the inevitable orgasm began to form, and as she erupted she was startled by the flash of a camera that was being held by her friend Lisa. Lisa was able to capture Summer at the peak of her orgasm, and she could see her left nipple pulled away from her breast, Summer's legs spread wide and her fingers thrust into her pussy. Lisa was able to take three more pictures of Summer as she came down from her orgasmic high. When Summer recovered from her orgasm, she immediately wrapped her blouse back over her shoulders to cover her breasts as she asked Lisa, "Why did you do that?" To which Lisa said, "I have been waiting out by the bar for over 15 minutes. I have had three men come up and hit on me, with each one wondering where my hot friend was. Now I come into the bathroom, find you almost stripped naked, squeezing your nipples and rubbing your cunt to orgasm without fear of anyone coming in and finding you looking like a slut in heat." Lisa saw Summer lower her head and start to tremble as tears began slowly rolling down her cheeks. Summer broke down, started bawling uncontrollably, and slammed the door to the stall. As she sat on the commode, Summer covered her face with her hands and wondered how she could allow herself to be in this situation with no apparent way out. She recovered enough to stand, button her blouse and skirt, and then left the stall. She did not look Lisa in the eyes as she made her way to the lavatory to wash the tears away from her face. As she finished, Lisa handed her one of the valet towels that were placed on the counter so that Summer could wipe away the water without the sting from a paper towel. Once dry, she looked up at Lisa and asked, "Why are you taking pictures of me? I want you to delete them right now. First, I want to know why you are in here rubbing your cunt in an open stall with your clothes unbuttoned and with no bra or panties on. Second, I want to know what has come over you, because I have always thought that you were prudish and had had sex only a few times in your life, on your honeymoon and when you got pregnant. So tell me, Summer, why are you in here touching yourself like some wanton slut?" For a moment, Summer thought about breaking down and just telling Lisa the whole truth about her tormentor Master T and what he was making her do. But she just could not imagine what kind of reaction her best friend would have. So Summer lied. "I have been really lonely this week. The kids are off at college and James is on an extended trip to Asia. I have just been thinking lots about him and feeling sorry for myself. I do not know what has come over me, to be honest." About that time, Summer's phone started its inevitable buzz, letting her know that she had waited too long in responding to Master T. Lisa could see Summer's hands begin to tremble as she scrolled down the message on the phone as she heard Summer quietly say, "Oh God." Lisa asked Summer what is wrong, and Summer just shook her head and began rereading her tormentor's message. "Slut, it has been almost 10 minutes and I have not heard one word from you. Do not worry about replying to this message, as I already have prepared an email to go to the webmaster at your school. The very seductive and slutty picture of you on that bathroom counter will be posted for all to see by tomorrow morning, so any student or parent checking the website over the weekend will get to see your pussy spread wide by that big black dildo of yours, Master T." Summer began typing immediately, not worrying about Lisa. "Dear Master T, I am so sorry, but right in the middle of my orgasm, my friend Lisa came into the bathroom and caught me. I had taken my bra off and threw it into the trash container. My blouse was completely unbuttoned. I was standing in the stall looking into the mirror, squeezing my nipples and rubbing my clit. As I came, Lisa began taking pictures of me, so I have been lying to her as to why I was doing such a slutty thing. Please, oh please, do not send the picture. You know that I will do whatever it takes to get that picture back from you, your slut, Summer." Unbeknownst to Summer, Lisa had been looking over her shoulder as she responded to Master T. It took Lisa a couple of minutes before she could bring herself to question Summer about it. "Summer, who is Master T and what picture does he have of you?" "What?" Summer said, as she whirled around to find Lisa standing right behind her. "You know, Summer, I am very nosy and I could not help myself. Now I find that my best friend, of many years, has a sexual secret that she has kept from me, so what did you expect from me?" Lisa said, as her eyes bored angrily into Summer's. Summer could feel the walls of the bathroom closing in on her. She felt Lisa's hands on her shoulders as she looked directly into her eyes as she said, "Summer, Master T calls you his slut. How long have you been his slut?" Summer's reply was interrupted by a new text from Master T. "Slut, I have warned you about not immediately replying to me. Unbutton all of the buttons on your blouse, all but one button on your skirt. Tell me what kind of pictures Lisa has of you and describe her to me," Summer said. "Oh God, Lisa, I need your help." So Summer quickly detailed what happened only a short night ago when she sent that picture to an unknown man by accident, and the trouble she was in because of her teaching position as well as her marriage with James. Summer then told Lisa, "I have to unbutton all of my buttons, describe the pictures that you have of me and what you look like. Right now you are not involved, but if I start telling him about you, he may draw you into this and I do not want to cause you any problems," Lisa said. "Summer, he does not have a picture of me and I am not a teacher, so it is only you who is in trouble, so go ahead and describe me to him." As Summer began her text message, Lisa told her to let her look over her shoulder. "Master T, I am wearing the blouse and skirt unbuttoned as you directed. Lisa's picture show me in the stall with my fingers squeezing my nipples and my fingers in my pussy. The first picture shows me at the beginning of my orgasm and the last shows me after completion. My friend Lisa is 5 feet 10 inches, red hair, green eyes, size 38C breasts. She is wearing a short black skirt, blouse and black heels, signed your slut, Summer." The minute that Summer hit the send button, her stomach began to turn in knots. Now her best friend knew about her predicament and submission to an unknown tormentor. Summer began pleaded with Lisa. Please do not think bad thoughts about me, and please, please do not tell James about this, as it will cause our marriage to end." Lisa began to pace a little in the bathroom, and was amazed that so far no one had come into the bathroom. Then she hit upon Summer's lie. Lisa said to Summer, "In your response, you told your master that your blouse and skirt were unbuttoned. What will happen if he makes you take a picture of yourself and then send it to him? Don't you think that you will be in trouble for that?" Summer quickly said, "Oh God, I do not know. But I am willing to take a chance because he is not here and there is really no way he will know, right?" Lisa quickly said, "Summer, this guy has something over you that you do not want him to use against you. You believe that he will, and I believe that he will. Now, get in the handicap stall and do as he says." Summer looked at Lisa and felt like she really had no choice and agreed with Lisa. As she stepped into the stall, Summer felt Lisa right behind her locking the door. Fortunately, Summer noticed that this stall is one that has a full door and must be extra wide so that it can accommodate a wheelchair. Summer turned around just in time to have Lisa grab her purse and take out her phone and say to Summer, "Unbutton that blouse and skirt, Summer, before you get the next text. Do it now." Summer was taken aback by this change in Lisa, but is nonetheless resigned to do as Master T has instructed and reconfirmed by her best friend Lisa. Summer mindlessly began unbuttoning her blouse, and as she finished, Lisa told her, "Pull it off, slut." Summer protested and began to argue when Lisa told her, "Summer, you are his slut, but I have pictures too. I want you to take the blouse off now. Imagine what James would say if I were to email that first picture that shows your hand and your hairy cunt and the way you were stretching and squeezing your nipples." Summer began to beg Lisa not to treat her that way and to not use the word cunt with her, as she felt that was degrading. Lisa grabbed Summer by the arm, shook her, and then said to her, "Summer, you are a slut for him. Now take off that damn blouse or I will rip it from your body." Summer sort of cowered back into the stall and shook the blouse off of her shoulders. Lisa took the blouse and hung it on the post on the back of the stall door. Lisa then ordered Summer to take the skirt off, but to keep her heels and hose on. Summer complied with her new tormentor, started with the top button on her skirt. She slowly undid enough buttons to allow the skirt to slip over her hips and down to her ankles. Lisa bent down and helped Summer step out of the skirt, while leaving her heels on. As Lisa stood back up, she looked directly at Summer's cunt to find her pussy lips wet and her clit standing erect. As Lisa rose, she looked Summer in the eyes and said, "You are so wet. I think that you are a slut. But why do you have all of that hair around your cunt? It is disgusting to have that much hair. Don't you know that men love the feeling of a soft, smooth cunt mound? You should do something about that." Summer answered her new tormentor, "Lisa, that is a disgusting thing to say to me. I think a woman should not shave her pubic hair, as it is there for a reason. Besides, only a slut and a low life would shave that private area. So, let me get this straight, Summer. Are you calling me a slut or a low life?" Lisa said quite angrily. Summer said, "Lisa, I am not calling you the one. I am saying that only those types of women would shave that area." Lisa paused for just a second and then replied, "Well, which one you are calling me slut? I shave my pussy and my ass. My husband likes it that way, but I really like the way it feels when I have on my thong panties, like today." Summer quickly said in disgust, "You have got to be kidding me, Lisa. I would have never figured you to be that way." Summer's phone then buzzed, and before she could take it from Lisa's hand, she saw the flash of her own camera. She cursed at Lisa, saying, "Why did you do that? Why are you treating me this way? I did not give you permission to take that picture." Lisa just smiled and opened the new text, which asked, "Slut, let me see proof that you have indeed done as instructed. Signed, Master T." Lisa typed back, "Master T, I have attached a picture that should meet with your approval. My friend Lisa took it without my permission, but it does show me with no clothes on, instead of unbuttoned clothes. I hope that this pleases you, your slut, Summer." With tears welling up in her eyes from anger and humiliation, Summer said to Lisa, "Damn it, Lisa, why are you texting that bastard? Who do you think you are anyway? Well, slut, I am your new mistress. I decided that you need someone to give you proper guidance from a woman's perspective, and you do not seem to appreciate the demands and needs of a woman." Lisa continued in on Summer, "Obviously, you are going to learn what a man wants, but I know you will be a good slut for me too." Lisa raised her own digital camera and, pointing at her newfound play toy, said, "Slut, grab both of your breasts and squeeze them for me right now." Without hesitation, Summer's hands proceeded up to her breasts as if they had minds of their own. Summer could not stop herself even if she wanted to, as the extreme urges deep inside were telling her to comply. Summer's hands found her nipples and began to pull and twist the silver dollar-sized nipples. As Summer was twisting, she felt the flash of Lisa's camera catch her in this pose. And without any directions, Summer's hand slowly trailed from her right breast down to her clit. Her hand lingered for just a brief moment on her pussy mound before finding its way through her now moist pubic hair until it found her erect clit. When Summer's finger found its intended target, Lisa heard her audible moan as the middle finger on Summer's hand began to feverishly rub her clit. As Lisa continued to digitally record Summer's compliance with her directions as well as with Summer succumbing to her own submissive desires, Lisa's own panties began to moisten from the erotic show that Summer was performing for her, as well as the urge she felt to degrade her best friend further. As Summer continued to play with her pussy and breasts, Lisa felt Summer's phone begin to buzz. The next message brought a smile to Lisa's face as Master T wrote, "Slut, that was a terrific picture and I am very happy with your compliance. But you did not completely describe your friend to me. Tell me what type and color lingerie she has on and tell me about her cunt. Is it furry like yours or nice and smooth?" Lisa told Summer to stop playing with herself and she immediately complied with Lisa's demand. Lisa told Summer, "Master T wants you to describe to him what type and color of lingerie I have on, as well as describing my cunt." Lisa showed Summer the text and told her that she must comply immediately, and said, "So, type to him, you slut." Summer looked at Lisa and said, "I cannot tell him that, as I do not know what you have on and whether or not you fully shave your pubic area." Lisa then said, "Well, it looks like you will have to unbutton my blouse and pull up my skirt to be able to respond to Master T, won't you, slut? So unbutton my blouse now." When Summer had unbuttoned Lisa's blouse as instructed, she heard Lisa say, "Get down on your knees and pull up my skirt." Summer pleaded with her best friend, "Lisa, please do not make me do that. I do not understand why you are helping the bastard. He wants to control me over one simple picture, and now you are doing the same thing with your own pictures taken of me in the past 5 minutes." Lisa just ignored Summer and waited for her to fall to her knees. Summer resigned herself to lower her body to her knees, and as her knees hit the cold bathroom floor, she reached up for the hem of Lisa's skirt and began pulling it up over her thighs and then finally over her hips. Summer's nose was even with Lisa's panty-covered pubic area when she said to Lisa, "Please text a Master T for me that you have red panties and bra on. That your bra is a shelf type and your panties are a thong, right?" Lisa said, "Well, put your hands on me to see." Summer quickly said, "I cannot do that, Lisa. I am not a lesbian. I have never touched another woman, so please do not ask me to do that. Slut, pull my panties down so you can see if I shave or not, and you can determine whether I am wearing panties or a thong. Do it now," Lisa demanded. Lisa felt Summer's hands slowly move up her legs until they rested on the front of her panties. Summer, in stunned voice, said, "You do shave your pubic area and your panties are wet, Lisa. Why is that?" Lisa simply replied, "You are turning me on and I like forcing you to please me. I get off on it. I like it, and I am going to continue doing it to you by treating you like the slut you are." "Okay, slut, you type to Master T what you have discovered and felt, as I want to take more pictures of you," purred Lisa. Lisa pointed her camera down towards her friend and took a picture of Summer looking directly up into the lens. Lisa instructed, "Summer, tilt your head back so I can get a picture of those beautiful breasts and nipples. Why don't you grab them while I take some pictures?" After having more pictures taken, Summer started her text. "Master T, my friend Lisa is wearing a red shelf bra and red thong panties. She is very wet and her pubic hair has been shaved completely. Your slut, Summer." As Summer hit send, Lisa was overcome by a desire to have Summer lick her pussy. She reached out, grabbed the back of Summer's head and pulled it towards her flowing pussy. Summer fought against Lisa's efforts to no avail, as she was weak from all of the orgasms of today, as well as the mental exhaustion caused by her three tormentors, Master T, Todd, and now Lisa, her best friend. As Summer was drawn ever closer to Lisa's wet pussy, she could smell an aroma that she had only smelled once before, and it was her pussy from earlier today. Summer was intrigued by Lisa's aroma, and she moved closer so that her nose was right at the top of her pussy. She could see the clit, and she felt pressure from Lisa's hands as she moved her pussy forward and Summer's head toward the now flowing slit of her pussy. Right then, Lisa slammed her pussy onto Summer's face and held it there with her hands while she ordered Summer, "Lick my pussy, slut. Stick your tongue out and lick my clit. Do it now." It took all Summer's resolve to comply with Lisa's demand. As her tongue touched Lisa, Summer was surprised by how soft the area was, how sensitive it was to Lisa as she felt her tremble, and how her juices did not taste as bad as she had thought that they might. For whatever reason, Lisa was not able to hang on very long, and Summer felt juices flowing from her pussy as she convulsed in orgasm. Summer continued her assault on Lisa's clit until finally being told by her to stop. As she pulled her head away from her pussy, Lisa's camera was able to capture the moisture from her pussy clinging to Summer's face as little strings of juice trailed from her to Summer's lips. Lisa then demanded, "Slut, stand up, bend over the commode and spread your ass cheeks for me." When Summer did not respond as quickly as she liked, Lisa slapped Summer across the face and said, "Slut, when I tell you to do something, it is not a request, so stand up and bend over right now." Summer jumped off of the floor, bent over the commode, and quickly reached behind and spread her ass cheeks for Lisa. Summer immediately felt Lisa's hands spreading her cheeks wider, and then they started to run down her crevice leading to her forbidden area and pussy. She felt Lisa's finger stop and circle her anus, and then move down to the entrance to her pussy. "Lisa, you are my best friend. Please do not do this to me," Summer begged. Lisa's reply shocked Summer. "Slut, you are the one causing this to be done to you. You are a slut for a total stranger, and you are my slut now because I discovered that you truly are a slut, and will do anything I tell you to do for fear of James finding out about how much of a slut you really are." Lisa's fingers found the opening to Summer's pussy, and she quickly inserted her index and middle fingers into her wet hole. Summer let out a moan followed by a "no," protesting Lisa's assault on her burning pussy. As Lisa's fingers moved deeper into the wet pussy, she felt Summer start to rock back, meeting each of Lisa's thrusts. Summer was too occupied with Lisa's assault on her pussy that she did not feel the fingers from Lisa's hand begin to trail pussy juice up to the entrance to her forbidden path. "Slut, spread your ass cheeks wider as I am going to put a finger up that ass of yours," Lisa hissed. Summer protested and delayed too long and was met with several hard slaps across her ass. She immediately pulled her cheeks apart, and she felt Lisa's finger begin to push its way past the sphincter muscle. Summer had never allowed James to even touch her there, much less let him insert a finger. Now, she was bent over a commode in a restaurant with her best friend forcing a finger deeper and deeper into her ass. Summer also felt another of Lisa's fingers being forced into her pussy, which almost completely filled her. When Lisa's finger was completely inserted into her ass, Summer's body began to quiver. She had never felt so filled before when coupled with the three fingers in her pussy. She started moaning uncontrollably and moving back against Lisa's fingers. As the erotic sensation increased, Summer's movements back against her friend's fingers also increased. Just then she felt her body quiver, and her orgasm erupted as her last backward thrust had caused Lisa's fingers to find her G-spot, which she had never, ever felt before. She could not make herself stop forcing Lisa's fingers deeper into her pussy and ass as it seemed that her body had completely taken over. Then out of nowhere, her body erupted again as she felt Lisa insert a second finger into her ass. It took Summer and Lisa several minutes to calm down long enough to realize that Master T had sent another text message. Summer quickly realized her mistake, still bent over the commode. She picked up the phone to read. Slut, you have pleased me completely today. I am not going to require that you do anything else tonight. Please plan on a very busy Saturday. That young man that you met today in the school parking lot will be bringing you written instructions as to what you are to do for me. I have solicited his help in making you a better slut. Signed, Master T. Summer was relieved to find out that she had not missed the required response. As Lisa withdrew her fingers from her pussy and ass, Summer stood up, and as she exited the handicap stall, she took Lisa into her arms and thanked her for being such a good friend to help her through the events of today. Lisa quickly reminded Summer. You are not done pleasing me tonight. We have been in this bathroom for over 30 minutes, and there are three men out there waiting on me to bring you back. Get dressed, do not button up that blouse as I want you to tie it snugly under your breasts. And when you button that skirt back up, make sure that you leave four unbuttoned. Dot. Lisa, that will make the skirt open almost to my pubic area, please do not make me do that. Summer pleaded, Lisa said. First of all, you may call me mistress from now on. Second, you are to refer to your cunt only, never pussy. Third, you will do whatever I tell you and when I tell you. If you choose to not comply, then it will be easy for me to give these pictures to James upon his return, Lisa then said. On second thought, I bet my husband has James' email address. I can check Rick's computer when I get home, and I will just send two or three to whet James' appetite. What do you think about that, slut? Summer was trapped again as she thought that the matter of the first picture and Master T was bad enough, because at least he was unknown to her. But now, her best friend knew everything and was using it against her. Summer quickly pulled the blouse on and tied it, as she had been instructed by her new mistress. When her mistress had expressed her pleasure with the way her blouse was tied, Summer slipped on her skirt and made sure that four of the seven buttons were now undone. As Summer was rearranging her skirt, the bathroom door suddenly opened and a waitress from the bar came in to ask. Are you two okay? The guys at the bar you were sitting with are wondering if you were sick or something. I see that you are okay, so should I tell them that you will be back in a few minutes? Lisa replied. Hi, Abby. Yes, my slut and I are okay. We will be back out in a few minutes. I am having my slut fix her clothes that match my tastes and to fix her makeup as it is all messed up. Isn't that right, slut? Summer hesitated just a little too long and felt the sting of Lisa's hand across her ass. As she yelped from the blow, Summer answered the question. Yes, mistress, I am working on my clothes to please you and I do need to redo my makeup with more attention to my eyes and lips, if that will please you. Abby paused a moment before responding. Are you kidding me? She is your slut? Does that mean she will do everything you tell her to do? Lisa said. Well, slut, tell her. Summer, with her head bowed, said. Yes, I am mistress's slut and will do as she instructs me. Abby then took in the whole scene with Lisa leaning against the lavatory counter touching up her makeup, the slut standing before her with her skirt undone up to her crotch and her blouse open for all to see. Abby inquired, Ma'am, so do you want me to go out and tell the men you are coming back to the bar? Lisa then said, I need a favor first from you, Abby. Please take my camera and I want you to take a couple of pictures of my slut as she sucks my clit. Lisa continued, Slut, get down on your knees. I want you to suck my clit while Abby watches. I want you to bring me to orgasm one more time before we head back out to the bar. You can keep your skirt on this time, but get down on your knees now. Summer began to protest, but Lisa shot her the knowing look, which let her know that Lisa did not intend to compromise with her on her demand to be serviced with Abby in the room. Abby took the camera from Lisa and stepped back to watch the action. Lisa told Abby to lock the door just in case someone else tried to come in while the slut was servicing her mistress. As Abby locked the door, Lisa was pulling her skirt up to her hips and placing her hands on Summer's shoulders, forcing her down to her knees. Lisa's hands were met with only little resistance from the now totally submissive Summer. As Summer's knees touched the floor, her face came level with Lisa's pussy covered only by the thin red material of her thong. She could not move and was waiting for her next command as Lisa slipped her hands into the side strings of her thong and pulled them down over her hips. Lisa instructed Summer to take the panties in her hands, turn toward Abby and give her a wanton look. As Summer turned, Abby trained Lisa's digital camera on Summer, making sure to get Lisa's smooth pussy, panties and Summer's face all in one frame. As the camera flashed, Summer began pulling the panties down past Lisa's knees down to her ankles. Summer picked up Lisa's feet one at a time to slip the thin garment completely off and she placed it on the counter beside Lisa's exposed hips. Lisa spread her legs and instructed Abby to start taking pictures at any time, but to make sure that she well documented her slut's tongue action on her pussy. Lick me now, slut. Lisa shouted. She grabbed Summer by the back of her head and forcefully pulled her mouth to her dripping pussy. As Summer's mouth touched her skin, Lisa let out a low moan and she pushed her pussy towards the outstretched tongue of her new slut. Summer resigned herself to give it her best effort and concentrated her tongue actions on Lisa's hardening clit. She had her eyes closed, but Summer felt and heard the almost continuous flashing of the camera held by the waitress. Lisa told Summer to put fingers in her pussy and fuck her with them. Summer slowly inserted one, then two, and when she felt Lisa's wetness, she pushed a third finger into her best friend's, now mistress, very hot pussy. As her third digit was completely inserted, she felt Lisa's hand pressure on the back of her head increase, and she could felt Lisa's pussy grind into her mouth. Summer increased her assault on her mistress's clit, and she was quickly rewarded by her loud, strong eruption. It took Lisa several minutes to calm down and regain her composure. Once she had, she told Summer that that was one of the best orgasms she had ever experienced, and to think it was caused by her new slut. For some strange reason, Summer smiled to herself, satisfied that she had pleased Lisa so well. As she was looking up from her knees with her fingers still inside of her mistress, she felt the flash of the camera once again. Lisa told Abby to make sure to catch her slut cleaning her fingers of my pussy juice. Lisa instructed her slut to look directly into the lens and to make sure that she cleaned her fingers and hand completely. As Summer did as instructed, Abby continued to take pictures, while all the time wishing the itch in her crotch would go away. She had never seen anything like she had just witnessed, and she was quite turned on. She had played with women before, but she had never seen anything like this where a woman was so submissive to another woman. Abby thought to herself, I need to find me a slut and be her mistress too. Lisa pulled her thong back on, and as she pulled the tiny slip of fabric between her pussy lips, she could not help but feel somewhat sorry for Summer. After all, she was her best friend. She had a great job, a terrific husband, and two wonderful children. How in the world had she been so naive to think that she could convince this Master T to return one picture if she was willing to do anything to get it back? It was not the fact that Summer was trying hard to please this Master T, but that she so willingly had become a slut for him, for the boy at school and now for her. I wonder how far she will go, she thought. Lisa, as she pulled her skirt down, said to Summer. Slut, I did not appreciate you taking so long to respond to my directions to lick my pussy. I had to force you down onto your knees when you knew it was your purpose to please me. Because of your disregard for my directions, I think we should end this relationship and just go ahead and let James know what a true slut you are. I see no way that you will be able to fully submit to me. She looked down into Summer's eyes as she saw them well up with tears. Summer began. Lisa, please do not do that. I will do anything you tell me to do. Lisa knew she had her, but she needed to push farther. Slut, as I feel like you are truly repentant, I will give you one more chance. But slut, how dare you call me by my first name? Sluts must be subservient, and know the proper way to address her mistress. For this transgression, get up off your knees, pull up your skirt and bend over this counter right now. As Summer rose from her feet, Abby was shocked by the scene playing out in front of her. She was still clutching the camera when she heard Lisa speak to her. Abby, I need you to help me punish this slut. She made the mistake of calling me by my first name, and I cannot let that pass. Go to the slut's pocketbook and pull out her brown hairbrush. As Abby was rummaging through Summer's purse, her mind began to wonder about just what Lisa had in store for the poor woman. As she handed the thick brush to Lisa, she was taken aback when Lisa said, No, I want you to take over her punishment. I have to go back out to the bar and massage the egos of the three men who sent you in after me. I want you to give her five hard strokes across this very firm ass. Lisa continued with her instructions to Abby. When you are done paddling my slut, stick the handle of the brush into her pussy, force it in as deep as you can and then fuck her with it until she comes. Lisa further instructed Abby. Send my new slut out to me at the bar immediately afterwards as I want to see her face reveal the depth of the orgasm. Thank you for your help and maybe I can get you to help me with her in the future. With those instructions, Lisa unlocked the bathroom door and headed back to the bar. Abby drew closer. Summer, rising off of the countertop, began to plead. Please do not paddle me, Abby. I do not think that I can take any more degradation today. You can just tell Lisa you paddled me, please, Abby. With the situation turning in her favor, Abby pushed Summer back down on the countertop and told her. You are a slut and your mistress told me to punish you for your insubordination. You better make sure that you keep your skirt pulled up and your ass poked out. With that, Abby struck the first of the required blows on the poor woman's ass. As she raised her hand to strike the next blow, she saw the results from her first blow as a red welt began to form on Summer's right cheek. With that in mind, Abby aimed for the left cheek and delivered a blow with the same intensity of the first. Summer pleaded again for Abby to stop, saying, I have never been paddled in my life. This is too much, and I do not deserve to be treated this way, especially by you. This remark drew Abby's ire, and she landed a harder blow below the first blow on Summer's right cheek, and without pausing she struck the slut's left cheek in the same location just below the welt from the second stroke, and then Abby questioned Summer. Now slut, where should I land this last blow? Tell me where you want it, slut! Again Summer begged. Please, I cannot take any more. My cheeks are on fire, I understand my mistake and I will not do it again. Please do not hit me again. Abby now angrily said to Summer. Oh slut, how can you think that I will not complete your punishment? Abby continuing. You know that you are being punished for being insubordinate to Mistress Lisa, but you also insulted me by saying you should not be treated this way by me, meaning a lowly waitress. Abby, almost laughingly said. For that, I am going to add two more strokes so that both of your ass cheeks will have the same number of strokes as well as whelps. With that, Abby took one step back from poor Summer and swung with all her might, landing a blow just below each ass cheek where the cheeks met her legs. Summer was now sobbing uncontrollably when Abby began to insert the handle of her brush into her pussy. Summer asked. What are you doing? You have done what my mistress asked you to do. you need to stop this now. But unfortunately for Summer, Abby was following the final instruction from Lisa and was going to fuck her with the hairbrush turned paddle and now turned dildo. The paddle handle was wide and was about 5 inches in length. When Abby had successfully plunged the handle up to the bristles of the brush, she began to slowly fuck the brush in and out of Summer's overflowing pussy. Abby asked, "You are really enjoying this, aren't you, slut? Your cunt is so wet and I bet you really got off on getting paddled by me? Tell me, slut, you liked it, didn't you?"
"No."
Summer moaned as Abby continued to apply pressure as she continued fucking the brush into Summer's pussy. Abby questioned Summer again. "Come on, slut, I can see how wet you are. Your cunt lips are trying their best to grip the handle as I force in and out of your cunt. So tell me to fuck you harder, let me hear you." When Summer did not respond fast enough, Abby suddenly pulled the brush out her pussy and once again lashed two blows across the bright red ass cheeks. "AAWWWWW, God please stop hitting me, Abby. Yes, I enjoy the paddling, but my ass is hurting too bad," Summer screamed. Summer could not believe that she actually said that, but something was happening to her. She was actually getting off on being spanked, and the degradation of being fucked by her own hairbrush while on the bathroom counter was turning her on even more. Abby then asked Summer, "Do you want me to spank you again or do you want me to fuck your cunt with your brush?" Summer begged Abby, "Please put it in me and do not spank me anymore." Abby was not satisfied with Summer's response and said to her, "Slut begged me for it, and I want to know that you want me to fuck your cunt." Summer was overcome with desire once and again begged, "Please, Abby, stick that handle back inside my cunt and fuck me with it until I come." Abby then told Summer to reach around and spread her ass cheeks as she wanted to see the handle work its way in and out of her cunt. As Summer spread her cheeks apart, Abby began thrusting the brush into her cunt with an increasing frequency. She could see Summer's pussy juices coating the handle and beginning to run down her legs. "God, this woman is really turned on by being degraded in this way," Abby said to herself. "So," Abby told Summer, "slut, start rubbing your clit while I fuck your cunt with this brush." As Summer began to furiously rub her clit, Abby took a moment to withdraw the brush from Summer's ass, insert two fingers getting them wet with her juices, and then she began forcing them into Summer's ass. As the fingers got past Summer's sphincter muscle, Abby jammed the brush handle roughly into poor Summer's pussy once again. As her fingers steadily slid inside Summer's ass, Abby began to fuck Summer with renewed vigor with the hairbrush turned dildo. When her two fingers were completely inserted into Summer's ass, Abby pushed the brush all the way to the bristles again, and suddenly Summer exploded in orgasm. Abby could feel Summer's ass squeezing her fingers in response to the orgasm, but she noticed that Summer continued to rub her clit. Seeing this, Abby started up her assault on Summer's cunt again with deeper and harder thrusts of the brush. It was not long until Summer came again. Abby could see that Summer was almost totally spent. Abby then instructed, "Get up, slut. Pull your skirt down and get out to your mistress." When Summer did not respond immediately, her ass was met once again with the pain inflicted by Abby and her own brush. On the third stroke, Summer jumped up from her position against the counter, pulled her skirt down, took the brush, placed it in her pocketbook, and headed out the bathroom door. Abby stayed in the bathroom for a while, slowly touching herself under her bar-issued denim miniskirt. She pulled aside her white cotton thong panties and found her own pussy to be soaking wet. She could feel the crotch of her skimpy thong was a wet mess of her pussy juices. Abby knew that her punishment of Summer had made her soaking wet, as the material of her white cotton thong left no doubt. Abby made her pussy even wetter by the explosion of what she knew would be many orgasms that night, as she would be meeting her football-playing boyfriend who was home for the weekend. Abby thought to herself how much Calvin would enjoy fucking a slut like this schoolteacher. As Summer made her way to the bar, she saw that Lisa was engaged in conversation with three men. Lisa was sitting between two and the third was standing behind her. As Lisa saw Summer approaching, she said, "Here is my slut. I want you to meet Bill, Frank and Gary. Tell them hello, slut." Summer reached her hand out and shook each man's hand. "Slut, that is not how you are to greet any man properly. Give each one of them a full kiss." Lisa hissed. As Summer cuddled up to the Bill, she felt his arms wrap around her and then his mouth as his tongue was thrust into her mouth. She returned the advance and was locked in a passionate kiss while his hands roamed over her back, then down to her ass. When Bill broke off his kiss, he spun Summer around until she was met with Frank's lips and arms. Frank's kiss was much deeper and stronger than Bill's, as Summer felt his hands move immediately to her ass. Summer felt her body responding to the physical and stimulating assault of these complete strangers. She could not believe that her best friend, her mistress, was making her do that right there in the bar. As Bill's kiss ended, she was spun again and was met with a mustache kiss from Gary. His hands wasted little time as one cupped her ass cheeks while the other slid between her legs and found Summer's overflowing pussy. Gary's finger found her clit and began in a light massage, before he forced two of his digits into her pussy. As he pulled his fingers from her pussy, Gary broke his kiss and helped Summer up onto her barstool. The men could see the tops of her thigh-high hose as her skirt was opened all the way to her crotch as she sat on the stool. Summer crossed her legs and tried to pull the skirt over them so that she could hide her pussy from the view of these strange men. She looked pleadingly at her friend, who gave her a stern look and shook her head. Summer immediately knew that she was required to keep her legs uncrossed. As she uncrossed her legs, Summer looked down and could plainly see the lacy tops of her thigh-highs, her white creamy thighs, and she could just make out her pubic hair. Summer knew that the men could see everything and closed her eyes, hoping that Lisa would come to her senses. About that time, a tray of tequila shots arrives with limes and salt. Lisa handed a shot glass to each of the men and then told Summer, "Slut, I want you to pour salt on your neck for each man to lick before they take their shots. Summer took the salt shaker, stuck her finger into her mouth, rubbed some saliva onto her neck, and then shook some salt for Frank to lick. As she felt his tongue on her neck, Summer once again felt stimulation because Frank's tongue was taking a very long time in removing the salt from her neck, and then he took his shot glass, downed its contents, and then took the lime into his teeth. When he finished, Summer heard Lisa say, "Slut, now do some for Bill and Gary, only this time use juice from your cunt." Summer could not believe this instruction and said, "Lisa, I cannot do that, not here in the bar. I understand that I am your slut, but that is taking it too far in public. I cannot do that," Lisa then said. "Hey guys, come here and look at my camera. I think that you will find the contents to be quite interesting. I know my slut will not mind me sharing them with you, as I will be sending them to her husband when I get home later tonight." Lisa continued to hiss at Summer and said, "I wonder what James will think when he finds out that his sweet Summer is in fact a horny, slut teacher." Summer pleaded, "Oh God, Lisa, please don't do that. I will do as you demand, but please don't share those pictures. I am out of control and do not know what is wrong with me." Lisa sneered back at Summer. "What did you call me, slut?" To which Summer immediately replied, "Please forgive me, mistress. I am so used to calling you Lisa after all of our years of friendship. Please forgive me. I will do as you have directed." With that being said, Summer reached between her legs and felt the lips of her pussy to discover the wetness there. She thought to herself that she had never felt this wet in all of her life. Summer quite easily gathered some of her juices on her fingers and reached up to spread it on each side of her neck. She took the salt shaker, poured some in her hand, and then applied it to the pussy juice wet spots on her neck. Bill and Gary both leaned and licked the salt from Summer's neck and then took their shots. Just then, as if on cue, Abby walked up carrying three shot glasses filled with Sex on the Beach shooters and placed each on the bar counter in front of Summer. Abby said to Summer, "Slut, your mistress demanded that I bring these to you. I am going to take each glass, pour the contents into my mouth, and then you are going to suck the juice from my mouth." With that, Abby grabbed the first glass, poured its contents into her mouth for all to see, grabbed Summer by the back of her neck, forced her mouth over hers, and then let the contents flow into Summer's mouth to be swallowed. Abby repeated this drinking game two more times, and after completion of the third drink, she could see the effects of the first shot with the ecstasy starting to take hold of Summer. Summer was awakened in her bed by the ringing of her phone. It was her husband James with his weekly call to her from Asia. Summer listened to him talk for almost 30 minutes, and she barely could respond to any of his statements. Her mind was racing over the events of the previous day, Master T's instructions, her car exposure to Todd, the submission to Lisa, the paddling by the waitress and then drinks, flashing, groping and kissing those strangers. As James was wrapping up his call, he asked, "Summer, is everything okay? You sound very distant and not too responsive to me." Summer lied, "Honey, I had a rough day yesterday, had too many drinks with Lisa and must have fallen asleep once my head hit the pillow. So, when are you coming home to me?" James then had to tell her, "My boss has told me that I will have to extend my stay for at least 2 to 4 more weeks. It seems that Tokyo cannot get along without my expertise, and there is no way the company can afford to send a second executive out here. Are you going to be okay with that, baby?" Summer, almost angrily, said, "Well, James, what choice do I have? I will be okay, but I am not going to sit around the house while you are away. I am thinking about taking a weekend drive down to my sister's house at the beach. Is that okay with you?" James, immediately sensing his wife's troubles with his stay, said, "Of course it is, Summer. You take the time and visit Jane. I am sure that she would love to see you." With that, Summer said goodbye to her husband. She loved him, but his trip was not coming at a very convenient time. Given that she was trying to get herself out of the picture jam, it might be better that he was away a little longer, which would give her time to get that damn picture back. Her life was further complicated by Todd and Lisa. She might visit her sister, but first she had to get that picture back. Chapter 4. As Summer lay in her empty bed between the Egyptian cotton fiber sheets, her mind wandered back to the events that led to her current situation. If only she had not been so playful on the sex site and had not been so difficult with Master T initially, maybe, just maybe, she would not be where she was today. She had complied with his every texted request and demand in the hope that he would relent and agree to return the damn picture of her on the bathroom counter. If James had only not taken it, she would have never been able to send it in the first place. As she lay there, Summer's mind wandered back to the scene in the car with Todd, where she had been made by Master T to take her pink panties off and place them on the passenger seat next to her. Summer remembered the look on Todd's face as he glanced into her car, first looking at the panties, then down between her legs. She remembered Todd getting into the car, the feel of his hands on her breasts, her legs, and then on her pussy mound. Summer's hands started slowly sliding down the sides of her white silk nightie. When her hands found the bottom hem, she started pulling the bottom of the nightie up until it was above her breasts. Summer's right hand rested on the mound of her pubic hair, remembering the fact that Lisa's pussy was completely shaven and how Master T had said that it was disgusting to have the amount of hair that Summer had. Summer playfully tugged at her mound of hair and then slowly lowered her hand to her already moist pussy. Her middle finger found her already erect clit, moistened by her juices, and she slowly began to stimulate her clit with a circular pattern. Her left hand now has slowly working its way up to her breasts, and she found her nipples already erect. Summer's finger and thumb found the first nipple and closed around it to begin a soft, but consistent squeezing of the tip, further hardening her silver dollar-sized nipple. As Summer's fingers worked their magic on her hairy pussy, she began to brutally squeeze and twist her nipples. Summer turned her head to one side, remembered the 8. inch black dildo in its hiding place in her bedside table. She reached over, pulled the large cock out of the drawer and placed the tip against her pussy lips. As she fantasized about sucking Todd's cock in her car on Friday afternoon, she let the bulbous head of the black cock slip past her the lips of her mouth, and she slowly worked it into her mouth to help moisten it for its ultimate journey deep inside her moistening pussy. Summer's left hand returned to her pussy and spread her lips wide as her right hand pulled the black cock from her mouth to lower it to her waiting pussy. As the head slipped slowly inside her, Summer let out a soft murmur as the black cock found the edge of her G-spot. Summer's mind wandered back to the bar and the drinks that she had with the three men and Lisa. For some reason, she could not remember how the evening ended, but she felt comfort in knowing that she had woken up in her own BD. As Summer sunk the black cock all the way into her pussy, her body began to quiver from the beginning of what she hoped would be several intense orgasms. She began to pump the black into and out of her pussy, meeting each thrust with her upraised hips. Her nipples began to cry out from the pain she was inflicting on each of them as she seemed to crave the pain associated with the ultimate pleasure she would receive from the cock she held in her hands and with the muscles of her pussy. Just then, the head of the black dildo found her sweet spot and Summer's body erupted into an orgasm that took her breath away. As the ebbs from her first orgasm subsided, Summer began to jam the black cock faster and faster into her now sopping wet pussy. She began envisioning the spanking given to her by Abby the waitress, and then the paddle-turned dildo being inserted deeply into her pussy as she was forced to lie across the bathroom counter in the restaurant last night. As if on cue, the last thrust of the black cock into her pussy caused Summer to experience yet another tremendous orgasm. But her need to come again led Summer to spread her legs even wider than they had grown on their own, and she once again jammed her black cock deeper and harder into her pussy until the inevitable happened, and she screamed in orgasmic bliss. As Summer was able to gather herself after her three orgasms and calm down, she noticed that her white silk nightie was drenched in sweat even though it was bunched up above her breasts. She casually got out of bed, cast aside the nightie, and jumped into the shower. As the hot water cascaded over her body, Summer began to bathe herself with lilac fragrance soap. As she scrubbed the older skin cells from her body, she began to relax and enjoy the feeling of her hands on her body once again. Suddenly Summer said to herself, "Get hold of yourself. Why am I touching myself this way and why can't I stop?" Quickly, Summer turned the shower water off and lightly patted her now exfoliated skin dry. She moistened the skin with several of her favorite lotions and oils. As she turned to look at herself in the mirror, she stopped to gaze at the mound of pubic hair lying above her pussy, and she once again thought of Lisa's smooth mound. Summer thought to herself why Lisa would shave such a private place and to also let her husband see it. Summer patted her mound dry and then pulled on her white silk, almost see-through robe. She slipped on her low-heeled dressing slippers and padded down the steps to the kitchen. She poured herself a cup of hot coffee, put in a touch of half and half, and then sat down to watch the morning TV news shows. Summer was not sure how long it had been, but her coffee was now cold, and she had not drunk more than a couple of sips. She could not focus for some reason, and she still could not remember what happened at the bar after she drank her three sex on the beach shooters from Abby's mouth. She remembered feeling slightly woozy, but that is all that she could remember. Summer guessed that she had gotten too drunk after the drinks from Abby, the multiple orgasms in the ladies' room, and that Lisa had gotten her home somehow. Then she thought, "Oh God, where is my car?" Summer jumped out of her kitchen chair and raced out to the garage. But her fears were unfounded as her car was in the garage, the garage door was down, and there was no apparent damage to her convertible. As she padded her way back into the kitchen, after placing her coffee cup into the microwave, she picked up the remote to turn the volume back on for the TV, when her doorbell rang. To herself, Summer yelled, "Fuck." As she walked to the door wondering who could be bothering her at 10:30 on a Saturday morning, she saw Todd Spiller standing on her front porch. Fortunately, James had found a home that was set back pretty far from the street with a curved walkway so that anyone passing by would not have been able to see her young student standing on her porch. As Summer opened the door, she asked, "Todd, what are you doing here? You know that a student should not be seen entering the home of a teacher. What would someone who saw you think?" Without even acknowledging her question, Todd strolled into Summer's home that she shared with her husband James and where her two children had been raised. Once inside, Todd whirled around and said to his sexy English teacher, "Slut, do not question my being here. You are mine now and you do not have any right to refuse me in any way I choose to demand that you do." Summer was immediately taken aback by the student's aggressive style with her. His demeanor caught her completely off guard as she said, "Todd, I must insist that you leave our home. My husband is due back any time and I am sure that you would not want him to find you here." Todd continued in on her, "Slut, I know that your husband is out of the country for at least 4 more weeks. I also know that you were to anticipate my arrival based on your last communication with Master T last night. You do remember his message telling you to expect me today, right?" Summer stood stunned before Todd, trying to remember what exactly the last message was from her tormentor Master T. She then remembered and said to Todd, "Yes, I remember. It said that you would be bringing me directions from Master T and that I would have a busy Saturday." "Slut, I am Master T," exclaimed Todd. Summer was stunned and went right back at Todd. "There is no way you could be Master T. You are a student and could not possibly get a profile on an internet site. Slut, you're the stupidest woman that ever walked the earth or the most naive slut I have ever dealt with," shouted Todd. Summer continued, "How is it possible that you could get access to a site in the first place, Todd?" Todd continued to toy with his new conquest. "Slut, access is easy if you know how. The hard part used to be finding a willing woman to chat with me. But you, my sweet, are the easiest I have ever dealt with. I could not believe my good fortune when you sent me that wonderfully explicit and full-face picture of you. The look on your face with your pussy filled that big black dildo was very erotic. Summers shakily replied, Todd, I do not believe you. I think that you are trying to take Master T's place, or at least take advantage of the situation. Please leave now. Angrily Todd said. Slut, just this one time I will prove to you who I am. Go and get your phone. As Summer walked across the floor and headed up the stairs, Todd began to look longingly at his newfound slut. He could see Summer's ass cheeks gently sway as she made each step. Todd took out his phone and texted to Summer. Slut, I am truly Master T. Come back down the stairs with only your white slippers. If you do not come down as I demand, I will leave, log on to my computer and send the attached picture along with the original of you to the school's website and also to my parents, signed Master T. Just as Summer reached her bedroom, she heard the familiar chime of her phone set to ring for text messages, which was different from her call ring tone. As she picked up the phone, she saw that indeed she had a text message from Master T. As she opened the text, Summer's eyes grew wide and began to tear up. There on her screen was a message from Master T that said that Todd was indeed Master T. To give her further proof, Master T had attached a picture of her from yesterday in the car with Todd's cum on her lips. In addition to the car picture, Master T had attached the original picture of her lying on the bathroom counter with the black dildo stuffed into her pussy. In compliance with Master T's directions, Summer loosened the tie of her white silk robe and let it fall off of her shoulders. She wiped away the tears that had started to flow from her eyes and took a washcloth to wipe away the trails of the tears that had streaked her puffy cheeks. As she exited her bedroom, she cast an eye towards the full-length dressing mirror and silently whispered to herself. Summer, you are such an idiot, and you are so fucked. Todd was waiting at the bottom of the stairs as was able to take in all of Summer's nakedness as her feet touched each of the steps. He could see her still firm breast slightly bounce as her feet went from step to step. Todd could not help but smile to himself over his good fortune and the dumb, naive actions of his newest slut, Summer Wayne, high school English teacher. When Summer completed her trip down the stairs of her house and she stood in front of Master T, she looked him directly in the eyes and begged. Todd, please stop this. I have done all that you have asked of me. Please give me back the picture and let's end this ridiculous game. Todd stood silent for what seemed like an eternity to Summer. She watched his facial expressions and got nothing in return. She tried to read his thoughts, but he was not forthcoming with what he was thinking or what his next step might be. She did not have to wait any longer. Todd, almost screaming. Slut, don't you ever refer to me as Todd. You may refer to me as Mr. Spillers at school when someone is around. But at all other times you are to refer to me as Master T. Do you understand, slut? Summer was visibly shaken by his words and simply replied. Yes, Master T. Slut, for your transgressions today, you need to be punished. I am not ready to hand out your punishment at this point as I want to complete the inspection of my slut's body. Now bend over and place your hands around the banister post on the first step while I use my hands to inspect your pussy and ass. Were Todd's first instructions for the day. As Summer slowly swung round on her low heels, Todd could not believe how responsive she was to his demands. When Summer had complied with his instruction, Todd said, Slut, spread your legs wider and make sure that you do not move unless I tell you to. Do you understand, slut? Summer quickly replied. Yes, Master T, I understand. With that, Summer quickly slid her legs outward as far as she could comfortably and awaited Master T's next instruction. Todd looked at Summer from behind, and he thought that he had never seen anything as erotic and sexy as he was seeing right then. He just stared at the ass cheeks that were at such an inviting level, the nice spread crack that he could follow down to the pouty lips of his slut's asshole, and he could see the moisture on Summer's pussy lips that revealed that she was getting turned on with only a bit of degradation from him. Todd knew that she was quite submissive, and wondered if she was a true submissive hiding in school and her English textbooks. Todd then began to trace a line from above Summer's ass down each cheek to the top of each thigh. Then he allowed his hands to roam back up to her hips. He then spread his new slut's ass cheeks wider so he could see the full length of her ass crack right down to Summer's clit. With his left hand still pulling on Summer's cheek, Todd slowly trailed the index finger of his right hand to the entrance to her asshole, and then slowly made its way to her pussy lips. Todd swore that he heard a low murmur coming from his newest conquest, and the thought to himself that Summer was so much easier to control than any of the high school girls he had made into his slave. Slowly, Todd inserted his index finger into what was now a sopping wet pussy of his English teacher. As his finger pressed deeper into Summer's pussy, Todd could feel her muscles instinctively grasp and clutch his finger. Todd slowly inserted a second and then a third finger. As Todd's third finger entered her pussy, Summer let out a low moan and begged. Please, Master T. Do not do this to me. You are my student and I cannot allow you to treat me in this manner. Todd quickly removed his fingers and began to savagely attack Summer's ass cheeks with his large hands. Standing over 6 feet 5 inches and weighing over 250 pounds created a good deal of force and angle when he started to apply his punishment. After 25 smacks on her ass, Summer finally begged. Master T, please stop. I apologize for my disrespect. I promise to not do that again. Todd knew that Summer was a proud woman and would not completely give in until he had had more time with her. But he relented and said, Very good, slut. To prove your sincerity, I want you to get down on your hands and knees, take off my tennis shoes, my socks and then lick my toes until I tell you to stop. Summer hesitated for only a second and slowly turned around, fell to her knees, placed her hands on the floor and slowly crawled to where Todd stood. Summer deftly untied first one shoe then the other. She lightly pulled on Todd's fur sock and he assisted by lifting first one foot then the other. Summer hesitated before she slowly lowered her head towards Todd's large feet. As her face neared her tormentor's toes, the scent from a young boy's feet after being confined in worn tennis shoes caused Summer to lightly gag. Without her knowing it, Todd had removed the belt from his cargo shorts and, as if anticipating her noncompliance, let loose a terrible blow across Summer's ass. Todd followed the first blow with three more well-placed strikes across his slut's ass. He could see the whelps immediately begin to form across her beautiful ass cheeks. Todd almost felt sorry for her, but he could only say, "Slut, get that tongue out of that sexy mouth of yours and start working on my toes. They are sore from football practice and I need some tender therapy." Slowly, Summer's tongue extended until she felt Todd's first toe and she went to work doing as she had been directed. She did not want Todd to know that for some reason, the blows to her ass by both his hands and now his belt had caused her body to tremble. Summer could feel that she was on the edge of an orgasm and she did not want Todd to know. As Summer continued to lick Todd's large toes and feet, she began to be overcome with a desire to please this young master. Kneeling before him on her hands and knees while she licked and sucked his toes made her feel very strange and all she could think about was pleasing him. She began to enthusiastically suck on his big toes and was able to get one into her mouth where she treated it like a cock. Looking down, Todd said, "That's it, slut. Suck my toes. Show me how much you want to please your master. Let me hear you say it, slut." Summer stopped in mid-suck and looked up towards Todd and said, "Master T, I am glad that I am pleasing you. It makes me feel wonderful to know that you are happy with me." Once he was satisfied with her compliance, Todd ordered, "Slut, go into the kitchen and make me some breakfast. Call me when you have prepared a satisfactory meal for your master, as I will be in your bedroom looking at your clothes." Summer watched as Todd bounded up the stairs on his way to the bedroom she shared with James. As he reached the top of the stairs, Summer turned and headed to the kitchen dressed only in the morning slippers. When Todd reached Summer's bedroom, he paused to think about the times that she had sex with her husband in that very bed. He wondered if her husband tied her to the four posts to have his way with her. Todd took a mental picture of the bed for his future enjoyment, but today he had other plans for his slut teacher. Todd first went through the drawers until he came upon the one that contained the undergarments of his slut. He laid each piece out on the bed, making sure to align the bras and matching panties. Todd's first reaction was that there were not enough thongs. Summer had some sexy panties in a string bikini version, but he preferred thongs. Todd took all of Summer's cotton panties and threw them into the nearby trash can. Then he found several plain white bras that also had to go. When he had completed culling the lingerie, he was down to brightly colored sets, several all-lace sets, and then two sets that quite obviously her husband had bought for her to be seen by no one. Todd selected a red bra and matching lace thong. The bra was one of those that he had seen in the Fredericks catalog that had no material to cover Summer's nipples. He thought to himself and then remembered they were called shelf bras. Then he remembered that Summer had described her best friend Lisa's lingerie and she had been wearing a red shelf bra last night. "I wonder if their husbands got together and went shopping for lingerie for their wives," Todd said to no one. Todd then went to the closet to find the right outfit for his slut to wear on their first excursion together. He wanted everyone to know that Summer was a slut, and he was going to make sure that anyone taking a close inspection of her would know that she was indeed his slut. Todd found the usual conservative wardrobe for his English teacher. He went through the entire closet until he found the items he was looking for, which of course were in the very back of the closet to be seen by no one. Todd pulled out a short blue jean skirt that buttoned up the front, and he found a beige, short-sleeved summer sweater. He looked through Summer's shoe tree hoping to find a pair of 6-inch high heels. But given the conservative nature of his slut's job, he had to be satisfied with a black patent leather pair that had only 4-inch high heels. Next, Todd found Summer's stash of hosiery and was pleased to find that she indeed had a black garter belt that would contrast with the red lingerie set he had selected. He looked and found a brand new pair of back-seamed hose to complete the ensemble for his slut teacher's introduction to her new life. Just as Todd had completed laying the items on the bed that Summer shared with her husband, he heard her call from downstairs indicating that breakfast was ready. As Todd headed out of the bedroom, he had one more thought. "I wonder where the black dildo is?" Todd's first guess was right as he found the rubber dong in the bedside table. He picked it up and headed out of the bedroom. As he reached the second floor landing, he saw Summer standing at the foot of the stairs, still clad only in her white bedroom slippers. Todd thought to himself, "God, she looks good. I am going to enjoy showing her off today and the thrill of piercing those perfect nipples, hot cunt lips, and even piercing her right ear for a show of ownership." When Todd got to the bottom step, he handed the black dildo to Summer, and he headed into the kitchen. Without saying a word to her, he felt Summer trail two steps behind him. As he seated himself at the table, he saw Summer begin to take a seat across the table from him. He noticed that she had prepared two plates. Todd then said, "Slut, who said that you could eat? I did not give you permission to sit down, nor did I give you permission to prepare a place for you at the table. But Master T, I am so hungry. Please let me eat." Summer begged. Todd continued like he did not even hear Summer speak. "Slut, dump that food into the trash can and then come and stand beside me." Dejectedly, Summer carried the china plate to the pantry, scrapped the breakfast from the plate, and then placed the plate on the kitchen counter. Summer then walked the three steps from the counter to the table and stood beside Todd as she had been instructed. Todd started talking slowly, but firmly to Summer. "Slut, when are you going to realize that in my presence, you will do only as directed and everything you are directed to do? I will not hesitate to end this little payment plan and send out an album that contains many pictures that depict you as the slut you are. Do you understand me, slut?" Summer, with tears welling up in her eyes, looked directly at Todd and pleaded. Master T, I am sorry and please forgive me. But I am feeling things that I have never felt before and I would like for them to go away as soon as possible. Can we please end this now? Todd grabbed Summer by the hand and quickly jerked her across his lap. Because he was fairly close to the table, this action caused Summer to be wedged between Todd's tight abs and the edge of the table. Todd began to pound Summer's sexy ass with his right hand until he heard her beg him to stop. Todd grabbed Summer by the hair on the back of her head and jerked her up to her feet in one swift motion. Summer was stunned by the sheer force of Todd's action and froze next to him. Todd yelling at Summer. Slut, didn't you hear me ask you a question? You do understand that I will just walk out the door this minute, head back to my house, put together a nice picture album depicting you in various positions that reflect how slutty you really are, and then send them to my friend who will post them on the school website. Todd continued. After I have done that, I will sit down with my father, your husband's boss, and detail to him what you have made me do. How you have taken advantage of me after I requested your help in raising my grade. Todd then hit Summer with. What do you think the school board and your husband will say when everyone finds out what kind of slut you really are, Summer? Todd continuing his verbal assault on Summer's brain. I bet the authorities would find a way to put you in jail for all the things I have documented you doing. Summer was stunned. She had hoped that today would be the end of her problem with Todd. Now she understood the depth of his control and the length to which he was willing to degrade her. And then there was that feeling deep inside her that made her feel the need to comply with his demands without hesitation. So Summer resigned herself to her submission and said to Todd. Master T. I am sorry. I fully understand my situation and will do everything you demand me to do. Good answer, slut. Now get up on this table, lie down and spread those sexy legs for me. Ordered Todd. Summer sat her ass right beside Todd's breakfast plate and slowly edged herself up onto the table. When her head reached the other side of the table, her legs were dangling off of the table to Todd's right and her brunette hair was hanging over the edge of the table. Todd then said, Slut, use your hands and spread your cunt lips. I do not want to see any pubic hair around your slut hole. Summer moved her hands down to her pubic mound and slowly spread her pussy lips using the middle finger of each hand. Summer could feel moisture on the lips of her pussy, and she was embarrassed by the thought that her student, just inches away at her breakfast table, was looking directly into her pussy. But for some reason, the thought of him looking sent a shiver down her body. Then Summer heard Todd say, Slut, put your feet flat on the table and open your knees so that I can better see your cunt. Summer scooted further onto the table, which made her head hang slightly off of the table on the other side from Todd. As she laid her head back, she heard Todd say, Slut, look at me when I talk to you. Summer raised her head and looked directly down her body to find that Todd was sitting between her legs and he was staring directly into her pussy. Summer asked, Master T, please don't make me do this. This is too embarrassing as I feel like I am at the gynecologist's office waiting for an examination of my vagina. Todd continued to look directly into Summer's cunt when he said, Slut, you will refer to your pussy as cunt. You are never to utter the word pussy or vagina. Do you understand, slut? Summer quickly said. Yes, Master T, I understand. With that, Summer spread her legs as wide as she could. She could feel Todd's breath on the lips of her pussy, ops, cunt, and waited for his next direction. She did not have to wait long. Todd gave Summer some instructions. Slut, I want you to use the index finger of both of your hands and I want you to begin rubbing your clit. I want to watch how you stimulate yourself. You are not allowed to come, so you are to tell me when you are ready to come. Summer began to circle her clit with her right finger, and with her left index finger she rubbed that small area just below the clit. In no time, Summer began to feel her cunt reacting to the stimulation provided by her fingers. She continued to slowly circle her clit as she slipped the index finger of her left hand into her cunt. She could not believe that she was doing that without having been directed to do so by Master T. Todd then told Summer. Slut, I want you to fuck your hips up to meet the finger as it goes into your cunt. I want you to show me how you fuck your husband James. Summer could only utter. Yes, Master T. Summer's body had now taken over her actions without regard to the situation or the fact that she was being blackmailed into performing in this manner. All Summer knew was that she wanted to come in the worst way. She began to rub her clit more vigorously as she felt Todd's face draw closer to her cunt. She watched his eyes as they were transfixed onto her fingers and cunt mound. She felt his hands on her thighs and watched as he lowered his head until she could feel his tongue being inserted into the opening to her cunt. She tried to scoot back towards the invading tongue only to be held in place by Todd's strong hands. Slut, stop rubbing your cunt. Pull your cunt lips further apart from me. Ordered Todd. Though she was almost ready to come, Summer complied with Todd's order and slowly spread her cunt lips even further than she thought possible. At about that time, she felt Todd's tongue on her clit and a finger being inserted into her cunt. Summer squeezed her eyes shut and tried to concentrate on the stimulation being given to her by Todd's tongue and finger. She felt an experienced tongue playing with her clit and a very long finger being pushed into her cunt. She let out a low moan and the lips of her cunt tried in vain to grasp the finger as it slowly was pushed into and then pulled out of her sopping wet cunt. She heard Todd tell her to spread her legs even further, and as she did this she felt something very large being inserted into the mouth to her cunt. Summer opened her eyes to see Master T begin to push the head of her black dildo into her cunt. Slowly, but steadily, Todd pushed the thick cock into Summer's waiting cunt. Todd then told Summer to start fucking her hips to help him to insert the monster cock into her tight cunt. Todd was making an effort to establish a rhythm in his thrusts into the teacher's cunt. Soon, Summer was able to match each thrust of the cock with one of her own with her hips. As Todd was able to fully insert the thick, black rubber cock, he was also able to slowly insert a thumb from his free hand into Summer's waiting ass. He was able to slip the thumb past her tight sphincter muscles without the slightest resistance from her, as she was deeply engaged into fucking her black cock. Suddenly, Todd heard Summer plead. "Master T, I am going to come. Please let me come." To which Todd answered, "Not yet, slut. I want to see how fast you can fuck your hips." With that, Todd started forcing the cock into his slut's cunt without regard for rhythm, and he continued to force his thumb deeper and deeper into her ass. Summer began to fuck her hips up to meet the black cock with uncontrolled lust, and Todd was able to force the cock along with the replica balls into the mouth of her cunt. At that point, Summer heard the words that she needed to hear from Master. "Come, slut!" Summer's whole body convulsed in orgasm. Her hips continued to fuck up to meet the thrust of the black cock administered by Todd, as well as the thumb that was buried deep into her ass. Summer had never allowed James to put anything deep into her ass before. She had allowed James to insert a finger part ways in, but never ever did she allow him to fully extend his finger into her. But now, Todd's thumb was driving her towards a second orgasm, but this one was erupting from inside her anal passageway. Summer screamed in orgasmic bliss and squeezed her legs around Todd's face, the black cock and the thumb pressed deep into her hole. Summer was shaken from her blissful state when Todd said to her, "Slut, I want you to continue fucking your cunt with this black cock. I am going to eat this breakfast while I watch you fuck yourself to orgasm. But you are not allowed to come unless you beg me." Summer took control of the black cock from Todd's large hand and began to fuck her cunt in earnest. She took it upon herself to use her free hand to grab her nipples and begin to twist and squeeze them. Summer kept her head up and eyes open as she looked directly at Todd, who was nonchalantly eating his breakfast of eggs, bacon, hash browns, and wheat toast. He stopped eating for one moment, reached up and gave Summer's right nipple a violent twist that almost sent her over the edge without permission. Summer quickly begged, "Master T, please let me come. I am so close that I do not think I can last another second." Todd just continued to eat his breakfast only now. He was compounding Summer's torment by continuing to squeeze and twist her nipple. Todd took the nipple between his thumb and index finger and pulled it as hard as he could. Todd then said to Summer, "Slut, come for me right now." For added stimulation, Todd pulled Summer's already extended nipple ever further away from her breast. He watched as Summer jammed the big black dildo all the way inside her wet cunt, and he could hear the sucking action as her cunt grabbed at the big phallic each time it was forced deep inside her. Todd could hear Summer erupt into orgasm where she screamed, "Oh God, pull my nipples harder. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me." Todd watched as Summer's hand stopped forcing the cock inside her cunt, but she did not remove it. She turned her head so that she faced him, but her eyes were closed tightly as the last remnants of her orgasms began to fade. Todd allowed Summer to lay uninterrupted as he finished his last piece of bacon and he drank the last bit of orange juice. When finished, he took his plate, glass, and silverware to the sink and quietly placed them on the bottom. He turned the water on to begin washing them when he heard Summer wrestling from the table. "No, Master T, I will do that for you," Summer cheerily said to Todd. Todd noticed that Summer had waddled over to the kitchen sink with the black cock still fully inserted into her cunt. When Summer was finished cleaning the dishes, Todd headed out of the kitchen and started up the steps to Summer's bedroom. It was time to get her ready for her first excursion as his slut. "Slut, take the black cock out of your cunt. Now I want you to suck it all the way up to the bedroom you share with James," ordered Todd. Summer quickly withdrew the black dildo from her cunt and slowly slid it over her lips and into her mouth. She could taste her cunt juices on the cock and she found the juices to be sweeter than she expected. As she climbed the stairs, she admired the firm ass checks of her master, his strong thighs and calves. She remembered that he was the starting linebacker on the school's football team, though she had never been to a game. As Todd reached the top step, he turned to watch his slut climb the stairs. He noticed that the cock was almost halfway into her mouth, and the sight of it sticking out of her face was somewhat comical. But nonetheless, she was doing as she had been directed without the slightest hesitation or argument. As Summer joined him in her bedroom, Todd saw her eyes look over the clothes that he has laid out for her on the bed that she shared with her husband. Summer then turned back to Todd and he could see a pleading look on her face, to which he said, "Slut, you can take the cock out of your mouth. But you must insert it back into that wet cunt of yours." As Summer pulled the cock from her mouth, she slowly tried to ease the stress on her jaws from being open to such width as a result of the cock's size. She slowly lowered the cock head to the entrance to her cunt and began pushing it inside her. Summer was surprised by how easily the cock slipped all the way into her cunt right up to the artificial sized balls. Once the cock was fully inserted into her waiting cunt, she heard her master say, "Slut, sit on the floor while I talk to you." As Summer first knelt then sat on the floor, she could feel the enormous cock being shoved further inside her. The cock was hitting places that had never been touched before by James' cock, which was not small in size either. As she became comfortable with the pressure from the cock, Summer began to rock back and forth, which caused the little nubs at the base of the black dildo to rub intensely against her already enlarged clit. As she continued to rock on the cock, Summer was mesmerized as she watched Todd's young cock slowly begin to harden. Summer watched intently as Todd began to stroke his 8-inch long cock and she remembered how it felt in her mouth just yesterday afternoon. Then Todd said, "Slut, open your mouth as I want to give you a good morning taste of my cum." With that, Todd moved directly over Summer as she sat on the floor. Her rocking increased as the stimulation from the depth of the black dildo, the nubs on the base, and the erotic way that Todd was stroking his cock right before her was more than she could handle. Suddenly, Todd reached down and grabbed Summer by the hair on the top of her head and raised her so that his cock was even with her mouth. Todd then told her, "Slut, keep fucking that black cock into your pussy, grab my cock and stroke it for me." As Summer rested on her knees while facing Todd's cock, she grabbed the head and began to stroke it. She could see pre-cum forming on the slit of his cock, and she moved her mouth closer to the cock in anticipation of Todd's pending orgasm. As she was stroking Todd's cock, she continued to pump her black dildo roughly in and out of her pussy. All of this action was bringing her to the edge of orgasm when Todd grabbed the back of her head and forced her mouth over his cock just as it erupted. His ejaculation caused an immediate eruption deep inside her pussy as she continued to suck all of Todd's juices with only a light bit slipping out the edges of her mouth. As her orgasm subsided, she looked up to see that Todd's face gave her the impression that he was not pleased. "Slut, who told you that you could come?" Todd said in anger. She tried to take her mouth off of Todd's cock, but he would not allow it. He continued in on her. "Slut, you are the stupidest woman I have ever dealt with. Why can't you remember that you cannot to do anything unless I give you permission?" Todd pulled his cock from Summer's mouth and stepped back from you. "Slut, get up and lie across your bed. Keep that cock buried in your pussy." As Summer raised herself from the floor, it took some effort to keep the cock buried inside her. As she felt the coolness of her Egyptian cotton sheets against her breasts, she felt Todd's hands spreading her ass cheeks. Without so much as a warning, Todd grabbed the base of the black dildo and began to furiously pump it in and out of Summer's already well-fucked cunt. "Slut, I want you to reach back with your hands and spread your ass cheeks for me," Todd said as he continued to roughly fuck her cunt. As Summer's hands snaked out from under her body and reached back to spread her ass cheeks, she felt Todd's saliva hitting her anal entrance. Just then she felt the cock being pulled from her cunt and the head positioned at the entrance to her forbidden passageway. Summer screamed. "No, Master T. It is too big for me there as it will split me in half." Todd paid no attention to her and just continued to push the cock past Summer's sphincter muscles. With a slight pop, the head made its way inside her and was followed by almost one half of the length of the cock when Summer heard Todd say, "Slut, you will learn that every time that you disobey me, some form of punishment will be dealt to you." As Todd pushed the cock deeper into Summer, her eyes began to moisten and the pain was most too much for her when she heard her master say, "Slut, take the cock and fuck your ass. You had better be enthusiastic about it too." Fearing more pain, Summer took the cock from Todd's hands and started to fuck the cock slowly inside her ass. She felt two harsh blows across her ass cheeks. "Not like that, slut. Push back against it with your body so that you can bury it all the way inside," she heard Todd say. Once again she was being forced to do things that she has never even thought about in her entire life. "Why am I doing this for him?" Summer wondered to herself. Just then, Summer felt the artificial ball sack hit against her cunt lips, and she realized that she had the full length of the cock inside her, which she never thought was possible. The realization that she had a black cock buried in her ass caused her to begin to convulse in the initial stages of orgasm when she said, "Master T, I am so close to coming. May I come, please?" As Todd watched his teacher slut fuck her ass, he could only smile to himself with the knowledge that the rest of his senior year would be a great experience. Todd then told her, "Slut, you can come now." Without hesitation and almost on his cue, Summer exploded in orgasm. Once she had calmed down, Todd told Summer to go into the bathroom to clean up her mess and to freshen up. Once she had done this, she came back into the bedroom and stood before Todd. "Slut, today is the first day for you to accompany me out in public. I will make sure that no one from your neighborhood will see us together, as we will be going places that none of your friends will frequent," Todd said to her. Todd continued, "Slut, I want you to sit at your makeup table and I want you to apply makeup and eyeshadow that will leave no doubt that you are a slut. Once you are finished with your makeup, do the same treatment to your hair." As Summer sat before her mirror, she began to apply first her base and then the rouge cheek highlight that brought a rosy glow to her face. Then she applied a very dark eyeshadow to the lids of her eyes. She then applied eyeliner, leaving a slight trail at the end of each eyelid, and she followed that with a darkening of her eyebrows. Next, Summer teased and fluffed her hair until it stood out from her head. She applied a thick mouse to her hair, which gave it a wilder style than she had ever had before. She had seen the look in the movies, but had never tried it on herself. Lastly, Summer applied a thick coat of deep red lipstick that matched color of her nails. As she turned towards Todd, he was stunned at the transformation of Summer Wayne, the English teacher who was now his slut. His cock began to twitch again in the shorts that he had just pulled back on. He told himself to calm down as there was lots of time for coming in, and on this slut the rest of the day. He handed the black garter belt and back-seamed hose to Summer. As she slipped one on each leg and fastened it to the belt, she could not help but expose her ass and cunt to the roaming eyes of her young tormentor. She kept saying to herself that I cannot believe that I am being made to do this over a stupid picture. When she had finished putting the hose on and fastening them to the belt, Todd handed Summer the red thong panties, which she slipped on over the hose. The thong was not nearly wide enough to cover the pubic hair from her pussy. Todd smiled to himself as he knew that before the day was over all of that pubic hair would be gone, as well as the hair that trailed up to and around her asshole. Next, Todd handed the red shelf bra that James had ordered Summer from the Fredericks catalog. She had never worn the bra in public and could not imagine what she would look like in a garment that would not cove her silver dollar-sized nipples. Next, Todd handed Summer the blue jean miniskirt that buttoned up the front. Summer noticed that the hem of the skirt barely covered the tops of the back-seamed hose. Next, Todd handed Summer the beige button-up summer sweater, and as she put it on, he saw that the sweater was not quite see-through, but there was no doubt that anyone looking would be able to see those beautiful nipples. But later today, anyone looking would be able to see nice nipple rings that he was going to give to his slut. Once satisfied with her attire, Todd said to Summer, "Let's go to the garage and get in your car. We are heading out for the day." All Summer could say was, "Yes, Master T." As they got in the car, with Todd driving, all Summer could think about was what is going to happen to me today. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.